I'm always horrible at the intros, but welcome to another episode of Unclicked. Dennis is on a trip, so we got Colin Varignac here, subbing in, co-host.
I just walked in front of the camera.
Oh, well, and we have Stu Johnson here walking in front of the camera, who drove down Matt Nordstrom and Tom Dugan. And welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Oh, look at that voice. As always, sponsored by Dale's.
Can I rip one of them puppies?
Oh, you can.
What's that over here?
I didn't think you wanted one.
What color?
A light. Give him a light and beer. He needs a light one.
Yeah.
Do I? Really, I don't know about beer. I only drink whiskey.
Oh, shit.
Wouldn't be the first time. So thank you guys for coming down. You guys are in California for filming for Fit, I assume?
Yeah, so I have a signature frame coming out.
Oh, wow.
It's the same geometry as the mixtape, but I completely switched up the graphics. It's like Matrix design, like kind of digital looking, and I'm super hyped. It's got the bars that match.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm hyped. Awesome.
No more. It's no split thing at all, right? Because like Cole and those dudes have the other frame.
Yeah. No, this is totally my design. I'll probably at some point change the frame geometry. But I've never been the type to like to switch things up that much, you know?
Do you and Colin ride the same geometry?
I was just going to ask you. It's so funny, but when you asked me to do this podcast, like, you know what? That's actually awesome, because I'm one of your biggest fans. I love your riding.
I've loved your riding
for a while. Yeah. So like to sit down and actually ask you questions and pick your brain, like, I'm kind of excited about this. But yeah, what do you prefer when it comes to
So I just geometry? Like, I just like a short back end, not like of crazy course, yeah. short, like the
crazy short.
No, it's not crazy. Like,
I'm sure for time, that's really... Go on.
Like, I feel like back in the day, Randy Taylor, like, with the Lucifer geometry, he was, like, almost on point on the perfect geometry. Like, his back end was 13. I think... I'm not even completely... I think mine's around 12.8, 12.9, but I think that's perfect.
Okay, yeah.
Top tube, I run a 21.
21, yeah, I noticed that. I noticed you run a long top tube, and you also run a short stem.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. My signature stem, I wanted to switch it up. I've always ran, like, top loads and stuff.
Yeah.
And usually top loads are, like, a longer reach on them. And I was thinking, like, a shorter reach would make... the bars spinning around just like smoother, you know, it's like the bars don't shift back and forth as much.
Less rotational weight.
And so, yeah, it's just like ever since I've gotten used to it and I get on another bike, it just feels so weird. The bars, like the shift back and forth in a bar spin.
I could totally understand how that would make it different. But yeah, that's interesting to hear, because I've always just traditionally, it's funny you say you don't like to switch things up. I've always ran 48 and that's just kind of what I know.
Yeah.
I tried to run 45 at one point and it was a little weird.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
53 millimeter.
53.
That's your stem?
53? The golden one.
Damn.
The Duke. The Duke stem.
Feels probably pretty good going fast, though, huh?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle ground of, like, trying to have a long and short setup.
See, I feel like Dugan's bike is like a commercial airliner, and I got, like, a little stunt plane, you know?
That's a good way to put it. That is a good way to put it. How long you been on Fit for, like, 10 years?
Over 10 years now. Yeah, we did the math, and I think I'm, like, coming up on 11 years.
I told him
11 years ago while he was doing it, right? And I was just like, you're going to be one of the dudes. Get ready for the show.
Yeah.
And he knew it. He didn't even bat an eye. He was just like, yeah, all right, I know that.
Dugan put me on.
Dugan put you on. Is he the one that? Nah,
he put himself on. We all know this. We all put ourselves on the map.
He vouched for me for sure. Dugan got me on. Fit was my first like official sponsor.
Sorry, I'm tweaking because I don't think I can hear my.
No.
It gets funky. It's getting quiet.
No, it's in there. I just don't think I can hear myself. Sorry.
So anyway, you just new graphics, signature frame. Do you know when's the frame come out?
It's out right now.
Okay,
you can go fitbikeco.com.
Okay,
get the frame.
That's what happens with bars. That shit's instant.
Yeah. That's what's up. So, and you guys are filming for the promo now.
Yeah. So I think we'll have like a kind of like a shorter promo with just like part clips and stuff.
Yeah.
But me and Stu are working on like a street promo that like I'm hyped on. We've gotten some sick clips and that should be dope.
Cool.
I can't wait to see.
How is it? I feel like you don't escape Texas too much. So what is it like when you kind of come out to California and the hoops you have to jump through at spots? I mean, obviously rain today, but
honestly, I think California, just spot-wise, it's way easier than Texas.
Yeah.
Because Texas, we have, like, some really good spots. But, like, volume-wise, there's way more spots out here. Mm. And so, like, whenever I come out here, I just think I'll just watch a couple videos. I'll watch, like, Stevie videos, like, Devin videos, like... And that's just for, like, L.A. spots. If I'm looking at SD spots, I was watching Colin videos, Garrett videos, Chad videos. So it's pretty easy. And then you just, like, screenshot a couple spots, send them around, and, like, you can get the pins pretty easy.
Cool. Origin stuff? Should we talk about that? So are you born and raised in Austin?
I was born 45 minutes outside of Austin in LaGrange.
He is a unicorn, y'all. Don't listen to that 45 minutes. And he's from Austin. No. Yeah, nah, you're from Austin, fool. All right,
I'll rep it.
Take it.
But I did start riding in Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay. So you lived in Fort Worth, but then that's – and then when did you move back to Austin after you kind of started?
Well, my parents were divorced, okay. So I had my mom lived near Austin – and my dad lived in Fort Worth, so I would just, like, every other weekend go, and I could just, like, bounce around in Austin. And even in, like, the Fort Worth area, that was when, like, Randy lived there, mm-hmm. and, like, a lot of the Mutiny dudes, George Boyd. Mm-hmm. And so it was, like, I kind of got the best of both worlds. Like, there was a lot going on in Texas at that time.
It's pretty surreal for me to hear those names coming out of your mouth, because I think of you as a younger rider.
Yeah.
And those are riders that I looked up to. Yeah. So what was that like riding with those dudes at that
time? Having the best people to look up to that there was?
It was like, it was surreal because like back then there wasn't that much content online. You know, I was like,
different.
I was watching videos on Vimeo.
Yeah, me too.
And stuff like that. And I don't know, like I would just see him at like skate parks and stuff and just be like too nervous to even say what's up. And it wasn't until I got like a little older to where I actually started like chopping it up with them and like being cool with them, you know?
Yeah, that's how it is when you're a kid. You're the young one at the skate park. You're always a little bit nervous to talk to the other kids. And so I know how that feels.
And now him and fucking Devin are at the Vans Park matching each other's lines on the like manual to trucks. You know, back.
We were trying. Me and Devin were trying to get some back to back manual
Both
trucks.
Both of them did it.
Is that probably one of the hardest tricks to do ever on a bike. Yeah, you have an insane technical ability to do probably some of the hardest tricks ever done in BMX street. What's your approach to that? Like when you're riding, on the day to day, are you kind of just thinking of tricks that you like to do? Or are you constantly working on things? I imagine some of those tricks that you do take a lot of lot of time.
I feel like the key to any of that shit is it's just pure, just like patience, you know. It's like obviously like patience and practice. And most people, when they try something like that, they'll just be like, oh, I'll never be able to manual truck. And then it's just like, all right, well, first you got to work on like the manual 180 and then you work on the manual 3 or manual 180 bar. It's like there's like levels to it and you just have to work your way up. You know, you can't just like try to like, you know, just go straight to the manual truck. It's like there's like just levels to it.
Finding joy in the learning process. I mean, that's what all this shit is. If you don't enjoy the learning process, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a very meticulous approach to like, the way you learn. It's interesting to see because usually that's how it is with riders. Their personality will somewhat match the style they're riding.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think I'm coming straight off the Rick Haney podcast, and he said Instagram like ruined bike riding for him.
I second that for sure. Lord, did that ruin me. Lordy.
But I feel like you have like thrived on Instagram. Like as far as like Instagram riders.
I feel like there's a level of right, like, because my stuff is kind of like you get one shot to not die.
Yeah,
and then you can't just session it. But I've seen most of the clips you see Matt do, he'll fucking do them four times. He'll be like, that rollout could have been better. And
that's
he'll
crazy.
Not always, but yesterday we did end up filming a clip, me and Stu, and it shouldn't have been a clip that I did like a couple times, but like sometimes you got like, you want it to look how it felt in person, you know, want like, I don't know, you just want it to match up to how you felt you did the trick.
Understandable. Is there stuff where like you feel like your level when you do post something on Instagram, I feel like it's so fucked, like, you know, if you don't get 200 comments or you're like, well, that wasn't good enough, or like is there certain levels with how you gauge what you post on Instagram. Does that make sense?
I feel like a lot of like kids who post on Instagram a lot, they post too much, you know?
Too much.
And I'm like, you're kind of watering down your writing.
Okay.
Like
what is too much?
Yeah, I think a day is probably too much even.
Add a little mystery to your life.
You know, it's like, it's like back in the day, like most of the popular writers, they wouldn't put out a part like every year even. So, you know, it's like you can wait a week or two to post a clip and just make sure it's a fucking fire clip. You know,
I'm still I'm still tweaking. There I am. Yeah. I just had to really turn up my levels. It's weirding me out. Sorry.
You sound a lot clearer now.
DJ Fudge.
Yeah, sorry. Mixmaster, figure it out, Fudge.
Figure it out right now. This has to be on air.
That's solid advice, because I feel like when you water yourself down and you, especially for people that have like long-term projects like you, I feel like it's got to be such a battle with, like, obviously if it's Plaza or something like that, it goes on Instagram. But when it's a trick that you are going to put fucking blood and sweat and tears into it, and it's like 400 tries, you didn't mean for it to be 400 tries, but it pans out that way. Is it, how does it end up on Instagram, I guess? Like, that was a horrible question.
No, I seen what you're saying in there, though.
Oh, man.
I feel like it works its way.
Well, So to sum that up, when you go to try something, you think it's going to take a couple of tries, it ends up taking 500. How do you still justify putting it on Instagram? Do you ever have those thoughts where you're like, maybe?
Thank you, Colin.
Yeah.
Some tricks, I feel like if I have a spot in mind where I'm like, all right, this is like, I could take it to street.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll do it. But there's certain tricks where I'm like, this setup is going to be so tough to find.
Mm-hmm.
And if I end up finding like a spot to do this on, I'll be just as happy even having it on Instagram and like in real life. I don't know.
Yeah, or there's certain, in a video. Certain tricks that are kind of going to stay in the Plaza unless you can find a spot to do them.
Certain tricks are timeless, you know, and like you doing it at a skate park and doing it like at a real spot, it's just like a timeless maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
I could agree with that.
How can you do ice pick to candy bars but not turndowns?
Dude, I don't know. I feel like I must have
like one is harder than the other.
I must have some bulky knees or something, dude. I don't get how people do that. I feel like a mountain biker trying to turn down my bars just like get stuck on my legs. Maybe it's the baggy pants.
Baggy pants for the 48 millimeter.
Yeah.
Could be.
Maybe. Yeah. I need a long stem for these turndowns.
Is there one Instagram clip that stands out as like, I wish I never started it? Or I guess like, yeah, is there a single clip?
I think just like Ice Hard Threes in general, just mm-hmm. doing those on Instagram, it's like a stupid hard trick. Yeah. And I just like, I don't mind putting it on Instagram, but it is hard to find a like setup in person to do like a decent Ice Hard 3 on, or like Ice Hard 3 manual. So
You
make it look really easy when you do it, because I see it. I'm on my phone. I'm like, man, Matt's really good at that trick. You know?
Yeah.
Well, you damn really right. Perfect. He just did it for an hour. Wow.
Who's your go-to filmer?
Because
I feel like there's got to be like points where you're like, hey, can you film this? And they're like,
fucking Ben, right? Ben's got to be homie.
Instagram film?
Yeah.
Instagram homie Ben. Sure. Right. Ben Allen. Yeah. Shout out Ben Allen. He's the best Instagram filmer.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like angle wise, but that motherfucker will stick with you. You know,
he's that's
like,
the most important.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Stay in the trenches.
You buy the 1 terabyte iPhone?
No, I
do you have iCloud storage?
My iPhone's busted, dude.
Do you have iCloud storage?
Yeah, I just got it recently. Yeah,
I just got it too.
That's mandatory.
That's funny.
So when you're filming for a project like the Frame Promo and stuff like that, is there a difference between, you know, how do you draw that line between Instagram and video part stuff?
There definitely is a difference.
Yeah.
And that's really important to me, is like drawing a line in between like an Instagram clip and a real video part clip. And I don't think there's even a clear line like that you could see, but just in my head, I can justify like, all right, I definitely wouldn't post this on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. What else we got?
Well, what's your day to day? That's what I'm into. Like, what is Matt Nordstrom? Like, what do you do on the day to day to get as good as you do at bike riding? Is you just ride all day? Do you wake up in the morning and you're just
not even.
Or has it just been a consistent effort over years?
I think riding, like we ride, there's definitely days where you wake up like sore as hell.
Of course.
I gotta like give a shout out to just those days where you just do nothing. You know, you got to recover. Yeah. You got to have recovery days. Like, you shouldn't ride every single day. Like,
so what's a recovery day for you?
Just.
It does like a 10,000 piece puzzle or something like that. Something that just, it takes.
No, like.
Using his butt. Yeah.
I think sleep's really important. You got to get 8 hours. That's like mandatory. Yeah. Like,
this fool sleeps in every day. He's fool sleeping until noon every day. No problem, dude.
No.
Okay, sorry, go on.
No, you're good. On like a normal recovery day, I kind of like mess with crypto stuff. Like, I always like having side hustles and stuff, so I'll do like crypto day trading. I like to resell shoes and clothes like that.
You're a hustler.
I don't work like a normal like day job or anything. Like, most like riders, like even like if you're pro, most riders like have to work a day job or something. And so I just try to like find these like little hustles or different ways to make money.
Mm.
And it keeps me like busy, and it's just like, I don't know. I think it's important, you know, because like you can't like do this shit forever.
Explain a crypto day trade. Because when all I can do is crypto, I just lose the money.
Really?
No.
He'll hook you up at the back end.
I can put it on a play or something. Yeah. So if you want to have like a...
You do that thing where I like donate and put a couple of grand in an account and see what happens or something?
Dude,
like yeah.
We can see what happens.
He'll turn 2 to 4 real quick. Dude.
Yeah. A lot of crypto nowadays, like they're all like, it doesn't have to make sense. A lot of it's community driven on like Twitter and stuff and Telegram. And so like a popular...
Did you just say Telegram? I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't gonna say it either, but it sounds like it sounds old time. It sounds old timey as fuck, but it's probably brand new. We just don't know about it.
Sorry, go on, Matt.
Discord.
Discord's right, good too. Right, yeah. Right, so,
you know about that one, Tom?
The disc? No.
I know about the
laser disc. That's about it.
Go ahead. All right.
So, a lot of like these crypto projects, they're like. They're community driven on Twitter, Discord, Telegram, and it doesn't have to like make any sort of sense. And it's almost like the stupider, the better. Like a popular crypto token right now is called a 2001 used Honda Civic. And it's so stupid. And there's so many memes that just have these like 2001 Honda Civics.
It's a trustworthy coin.
So by community driven, do you mean like
hype related,
influencer driven kind of a thing? Or like, what is that? What
that,
does that mean?
But also just like an army of degenerate kids who are just posting these memes nonstop. And I think I bought in the market cap was like 5 million on the token, like total. And it went up to like 50 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, you just follow the waves.
And then you bail out early.
Yeah.
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 By low. How do you know when it's early though?
But obviously like,
see, one thing I did learn is like, don't worry about money you lost or you didn't win.
Yeah.
Like concentrate on the money you got, like the money you a positive result.
Grand.
Yeah. But don't worry about, oh, I could have made 20.
Yeah.
Like I think that's what you don't have to worry
what
about.
What I've learned, like, you also don't want to like FOMO into things. Like, mm-hmm. there's always a million different ways to make money. And just because you miss one, like you miss the train on like one trade, mm-hmm. it's like
GameStop.
Dude, just wait and like move on. Yeah. It's like
GameStop.
There'll be another GameStop. There'll be another like AMC.
Yeah. Too funny.
How did you learn all this?
Yeah.
I had a buddy Reed in Austin. He bought a Bored Ape when they were like a couple $100. And they ended up, like, I think at the peak, they were worth, like, $400,000.
Wow.
And he bought, like, two of them. And so I basically, like, just, like, he took me under his wing and just, like, taught me, like, how to, like, trade and store crypto safely. And that was pretty much how I learned. But once you're in that, you kind of just, like, like, you'll meet so many different people, and they'll just kind of just, like, teach you little shit. And obviously, I've gotten burned 1,000 times, but it's all about...
That's a key factor right there.
Yeah. I've gotten burned 1,000,000 times, but it's just, like, bike riding, you know? It's like, if you get fucking, like, you eat shit, or you, like, try a trick 100 times and fail, it's like...
You're so good at handling being burned, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day.
Dude, I'm just so used to it.
I guess, and then you hit that one time, and then...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it, like, pays off, like, tenfold, you know?
Crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
I can imagine there's a lot of psychology that goes into that. It seems like it'd be very stressful.
Yeah, but honestly, I just, like, BMX taught me a lot. And, like, it, you think BMX only helps you, like, in the bike riding world. But, like, if you take that mentality, you can use it towards, like, any sort of, like, endeavor.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see the people that have. I think making that transition and applying that thought process to something else is where – some people have trouble making the transition, but the people that do, I mean, it's amazing, right? Like, look at somebody like Jay Miron. He's, like, one of the best woodworkers in the world.
He's just good at being a human, right?
Yeah, I think
dedication and taking, I mean, it seems like you take the losses in stride, you know? So where stuff is, should be super stressful.
It's almost funny, dude. It's almost funny. So you're like, dude, I lost that much money in 5 minutes. That's fucking crazy.
That is nuts.
Like, you just have to step back from it at some point, you know? You're just like,
you have to detach emotion.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
Is that, do you, and did you, that's what you learned from bike riding in a sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Because there is, because we have a couple of questions from like Walter and stuff like that, and there was a couple comments about how not stressed and how chill you are during the entire process.
I mean, it's just like you get used to it after a while. You know, you're like, all right, fucking 100 tries isn't that big of a deal. Like most people, like if Dugan was doing a manual line 100 times, he would be fucking so mad.
But get this, I sucked at baseball. This fool is a pitcher. Right here. This fool plays ball. So he's down for the 9 innings. Yeah. He'll run the whole thing. Yeah. It's fucked up.
10,000 piece puzzle is in.
Good point. Yeah, you already knocked that one out.
Patience is key.
Yeah, that's crazy. Is there, when was the last time you lost your shit?
Like lost money or just like got mad?
He cusses. I've heard him cuss.
Yeah. I mean, all the time, dude. I'll throw the bike around or like cuss or all whatever. Right. But it's like, it's a controlled thing. Like, I'm not actually mad. It's just like, you know, it's just like something to like keep your mind like occupied while you're like, so you're not just like overthinking a trick, you know? It's just.
Do you lose your mind when you're trading crypto the same way you lose your mind when you're riding your bike?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Just throwing the keyboard.
Yeah. Or even like selling something on eBay. He's just like talking.
Throwing the 2001 Honda Civic coin just like it's nothing.
Yeah. Just like, shit, man. Yeah, with anything. Like even like if you like sell something on eBay and you just like deal with like the worst buyer ever.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, all it is just like patience and just like staying with it. You know, that's like cool. So many people are down to just throw in the towel early.
That it's
like,
shows in your riding, my dude.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what.
Yeah, it does.
Gotta hang in there.
Cheers to that, man.
Early influences. You talked about Randy. Were like outside of that stuff. Was there other early influences for you that kind of like shaped your riding style?
Randy Taylor, Garrett Reynolds, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The Kang.
Trying to think. Corey Martinez, Nathan Williams. God,
did you look up to Devin before? You guys were homies like that?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Two people ride like you guys just rode at that park is why I bring that up. That was fucking crazy.
We were getting down at Vans HP.
Powerhouse session?
Not even. It was just like, let's try the most fucked up combination that we can. And then like they would just match it. I don't know. It was just wild to see.
That's how we ride. We just like, we have such a similar riding style that when we ride together, we're like, let's nearly lose our minds and like try something that's just like stupid.
Well, it's always awesome to see the result. You guys are definitely pushing the envelope when it comes to technical street riding.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Back truck to you. Manual to tooth over crank or something, that line you did. Either way, this fool's truck to manual. And that's,
is it out right now?
Sick as fuck.
No, I got it on the phone.
Yeah.
It's on the way. Clip.
We'll be right back. Hey, sketch comedy fans. If you like unapologetically uncensored comedy, check out Instant Microwave Fuzz, recorded every week, hot and fresh and straight out of the microwave. Unscripted jokes, uncensored guests, you're going to have a lot of outrageous improvised sketch comedy fun. You can find us on all the platforms under Instant Microwave Fuzz. Comedy made in an instant.
How long is this promo supposed to be? When does it come out? Stu, you got any, what's it like filming with him? With Matt?
Hop on this mic.
You get the oxygen tank out.
I like it. I mean, like,
no, they got injured. His foot's injured right now from the skate filming.
I've definitely had some stuff like that where you're like, you start off with the gimbal and the fisheye and start running around, and then you're like,
I might shoot this one long.
It's gonna be a long day.
Yeah. It's a journey. You're in it with them, you know?
All these tries,
and then when you finally get it, you're both like really psyched. Like, yes.
Yeah.
You know, you just invested all that time, but you're like stoked on what you have. So
cool. And how many days do you guys have left?
Two days. Last day tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what are you working on?
Living life, staying alive. What do you mean? I'm working on. I've been pro for a minute, my dude.
He literally just acted like he wasn't expecting getting a question at all.
I am here. I am at the table. Yeah, I'd be thinking on this. Like, I am here to talk a little bit.
Yeah,
I gotta pitch in a little. Thanks again for having me, y'all. I don't deserve this. It's nice to get.
We did a Dugan podcast for the people that if you want to hear the Dugan podcast.
It's on there.
He's got some life updates, though. No, you got a Dr. Pepper can in front of him.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nonstop Ferris wheel over here.
Full circle. FBI is going to come knocking on your door next week, too.
What up, Secret Service? I'm glad y'all chimed in.
Oh, God.
Yet again. Okay, back to Matthew.
Yeah, right.
Wait, but tell them about the frame. You got a little color.
I got a fresh orangey, yeah. One of those, sorry, let me say that properly. I have a new frame that they're doing. No more little kid talk. That's what I'm working on.
You're good.
But, yeah, they just made my frame again. Or whatever you want to, however you want to say that.
Yeah.
I think they still had it in-house because the wishbone looks exactly the same.
Okay.
So... they know how to do that. So it's not old, but
it's new.
Whatever. Yeah.
It's orange.
It's new and it's orange.
It's like a jumbo jet 747.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a replica of my power light whenever I was a kid, dude.
And really? Yeah, that's like the colorway in the show.
To the T, and it hits a different spot.
For yeah. Sure.
Revamp, new graphics.
No.
Just new color.
Yeah, new color. New color.
Color the color is crazy, though. That thing pops.
New geo and new color.
Nice. Get it at fitbacko.com.
VA. Yes.
Yeah.
You already know.
College. You were doing that for a little bit. Did that stick?
I went to community college for two semesters.
Okay.
And I never, like, I'm not trying to, like, sound like, oh, I'm smart kid, but I never was, like, too stressed on school or, like, had, like, a problem with doing it. Like, it was always, like, it wasn't super difficult, but it just took up so much time. And I was like, I'm going to sacrifice riding. Like, my riding's going to be, like, sacrificed due to, like, these tests and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I could always just come back and do this later in life, you know? Like, I don't need to go to some, like, big college. I can just, like, bust out some community college and, like, get a degree and get, like, a normal job. Like, I wasn't, like, sweating that. I'd rather do that late in life. Then do it now and then, like, later in life, regret not, like, riding and pushing it while I still can.
Yeah. Were your parents all cool with that? Like,
my parents, like...
The coolest. His mom has all your completes, right?
Yeah. My mom, like, collects my complete bikes. Like,
that's sick.
I feel like the most successful, like, pro bike riders, they have super supportive parents, you know?
Yeah.
And that, like, I couldn't have done it without them. Shout out my mom. Shout out my dad. Shout out my sister. Shout out my stepdad.
Nice. And they're all in Austin now? Because I remember that one time I almost moved to Austin one time. We were looking.
Lucked out right there, didn't you?
My wife was applying for a job, and I was sitting in a coffee shop, and he walked in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember?
Dude, I used to smoke a lot of weed.
He used to be so cool, y'all.
I used to be cool.
You were in, like, sweatpants, looking like you just rolled out of bed. And
yeah,
I was
yeah.
Like,
no, I definitely
like,
did.
This
yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah. Yeah. I definitely smoked like a fucking... eighth backwood and pulled up.
It was like 30 minutes outside of Austin. It was like somewhere super random.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I remember I was in, that was like Westlake. Yeah. And I was like,
It was all Austin to me.
It was like a doctor's appointment or something. Maybe I was hurt.
Yeah, so it was something like that.
Yeah.
So it sounded so random, but.
Yeah, no.
You did look pretty glazed over.
Yeah, like I definitely was. Yeah,
get
for sure. Yeah.
So not anymore then?
No, I.
Straight as an arrow this point.
Yeah, no, I kind of just had like a few bad experiences. Like weed, I feel like is supposed to relax you. And for a long time, mm-hmm. it relaxed me. But it made me not.
And then Jake Seeley had to give you that dab. Well, no, let's do some Legos. I mean, come on, do some Legos. Sorry.
That's real. There's no way that as a fabricated story.
No, he's straight up. So, yeah, it just got to the point where, like, weed wasn't relaxing me because I was, like, I had all this stuff, like, just, like stresses of certain things building up. And mm-hmm. I was just, like, not thinking about it. But, like, in the back of my mind. I would be high as hell, just like, fuck, I gotta do all this. Like, I'm just like it was just like so much pressure. And so, and then one day, like, Jake had this like slab of dab. It was like fucking, I don't know how much dab it was. I took the fattest dab ever and just like, you know, classic, like you throw up from smoking weed. Like
smoked himself straight.
Yeah. What happened? Yeah.
Classic. I don't know if that's classic.
Jake did the equivalent of like sticking 10 cigarettes in his mouth, basically.
15 at least.
I did it to myself, but.
No, we're blaming Jake.
Yeah.
Yes, we had a chance, an opportunity to blame Jake over here.
Shout out Jake Seeley.
And then another very original rider. That's what, how you guys come up with all your creative tricks. He's over there doing dabs.
Losing our minds.
And then where did the Legos come in?
I think that's the reference to the dab.
Yeah.
The size of the Legos.
I thought you guys were doing
No, I just smoking and building Legos. Come on, boys. Let's build some Legos.
Fuck, I don't know. Fucking metal music, dark room.
I wish that I liked things as simple as Legos, but no, more complicated.
I saw it on Telegram. All right, let's go. Let's go to a Walter question. Let's go to some stories here. You could ask him about comically disastrous scooter trip back from Monkey Island to Vietnam.
All right. So,
Is there footage of this?
There is footage. Walter has a whole...
But not online.
He has a whole Vietnam trip filmed with me, Aaron Ross, and Tony Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Hammers.
It was like... It wasn't like a sponsor-funded trip. Like, shout out my parents. They paid for the trip. And it was my first trip, like, anywhere. And it was to Vietnam. And I was 16.
Wow.
So we rented scooters. And we're, like, mobbing around. And we go to this, like... You have to take a ferry to this island. It's called Monkey Island. And
you guys were right at home, huh? Sorry. Another dinger.
Couple air balls, you know. We'll get it. You'll swish. You'll swish. Yeah,
right?
Not a pitcher. Not a pitcher.
So we're on this island, and you got to take a ferry to it. And it's on the beach, and Tony Hamlin's just like riding his scooter parallel to the ocean, and a big ass wave just crashes on his scooter. And it won't start. And so we're like, dude, we got to catch this ferry or we're trapped on Monkey Island. And so we're just like, Tony's just like skitching on Aaron's scooter, like pulling his scooter. We like barely make it to the ferry and we're like going to Saigon. And then my tire pops. It was just like a disastrous trip, but it was so sick because like
keep going with the story. So your tire pops. I'm fully invested.
So all right,
skip the details. So, on this one. This is crazy.
All right. So we barely make the ferry from Monkey Island back to like Saigon, and it's like out there the highways, they don't have lights on them, so it was dark as hell, and just like pitch black. And we're like, all right, we got to like make it back. All of a sudden, my tire pops, and we're
on the scooter going. How fast are we talking?
Dude, they don't go that fast. Like they're
35
like,
at least, though.
Yeah, something like that.
That's pretty quick, bro.
Yeah. My front tire blew out. I definitely almost ate shit.
Okay,
so then what happens? Tires flat.
Tires
you keep
flat.
Riding it.
No. Same deal. Just like Tony, where like we learned. We're like, all right, you just gotta like sketch on like one of the other scooters. So I think I like grabbed onto Walter's scooter and like we're just like towing along, just barely going, probably going like 15,
just enough to just keep.
Yeah, moving. Just scooting along, like quite literally. And We make it to a scooter shop. They're like, they're cool about it. They like have a bunch of scooter breakdowns there. So they got these little shops and they're down to like fix it for fucking 50 cents or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Know?
But yeah, we made it back. It
scooters
was
repaired. Yeah. In, made it to the ferry.
Yeah.
So this video is now the Walter never put the video up.
We got to see this footage.
I didn't get to call to action.
We started just joking about, like, will this video ever come out? So, Walter, if you see this, like, is the video ever coming
out? He asked about it, so that'd be great. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
He has one in the chamber.
He does, yeah. What is that one that the props trip there was it Thailand or something that Aaron went on?
Doyle
and Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy trip. So I was thinking, for a second, was Matt on that trip?
No, I was just a little squirt back then. You'll see in the clips, you'll be like, dude, this dude fucking, he's pro. This dude. Yeah, that guy made it, dude.
How'd you end up on that? I guess at that point, 16?
Being the unicorn that I told you about.
I guess.
No, he's honestly, just being in Austin at that time, there was so many, like, dope riders at the time, but there wasn't, like, that many young kids who were like trying to get on. And so I just like, I always hung around the big kids at that like time, just like
the big kids.
I'm trying to think, like Josh Dissinger, Kyle Davenport, just like hanging around a couple dudes like that. And they knew Walter. And so like, that's how I met Walter. And then I started meeting some of the Mutiny dudes. Like I remember the first time I ever met Walter, I was out with like Brandon Harris and, who was it? I think maybe Rowie was there. Just like some Grant C was there. Just like some OGs.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a crazy crew.
Yeah.
And did you, when you first met Walter, I always love Walter stories. Like when you first meet Walter, and he's Walter for the people that don't know, he's just Walter, but he's the gnarliest motherfucker on the planet.
Yeah, that was before. I was like I remember someone.
He's
saying,
so unassuming.
Yeah, someone was like, yeah, that motherfucker has backflipped the mega ramp. And I was like, no way.
That's
impossible. Yeah. I was like, there's no way that he could backflip the mega ramp.
Yeah.
And
he looks like a physics teacher.
Yeah. And he like, we would just like beg him like, dude, show us your old clips. And he would show us like a video part, dude. And he was just like whipping big ass gaps, like goofy footed as fuck, but just sending it.
Dude, maybe we should watch Walter.
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm sorry. I'm about to pee my pants. Believe it or not, 3 drinks in.
Don't let the cat in.
Yes, massively allergic to cats.
Not massive, right? Not Aaron Ross level, but like I'll be sneezing a lot.
Where's about dogs?
No, I love dogs.
You got a dog?
Yeah.
What kind of dog?
I have a rat terrier chihuahua.
Little guy.
She barks at everyone. Yeah. She's like the stereotypical chihuahua that like everyone hates, but like owning them is so awesome.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Dude, where is a Walter part? Help me out.
What is it like?
I mean, it's all videos that he made, but not.
It's probably what's going to
Stu would know. A Walter part?
I was thinking a mutiny props. Like, I know the props trip where he, like, knocks his teeth out and then he fucking. Like
Road to Kona, props Road to Kona.
Fuck.
And, like, Chase was on it. Bruce Crispin was on it. George DeSantos. I don't know if it's online, but
that's
the one where he knocks his teeth out.
That's how you know Walter's an OG. You can't even find his videos online.
Dude, that's crazy that you can't find anything, really. There's like this Russia trip or something. But
there
is
the Edney's video where you could see him backflip the mega ramp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just him. There's him, right? I'm pretty sure that's him.
Yeah.
Just him riding Bert. But yeah, shout out to Walter.
Shout out, Walter.
A lot of created a lot of amazing content, and then also just like, I mean, crazy human, but like lovable, adorable, savage human at the same time too. So it was cool to see Stu grab some questions, and I was like, oh shit, Walter.
And me and Walter, we may be working on a part.
Really?
Key. Yeah.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
that's really cool. Be on the lookout. Is he still in Austin full time?
Yeah. He's not getting paid to film riding or anything like that, but he's in Austin.
What's he doing? Sorry, now I'm just genuinely curious.
I think he works. He like runs the social media for like a restaurant whiskey distillery.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I think. Maybe I butchered it, but yeah, it's all right. He's doing it. Talk about that project. So
stop yelling at him, Stu.
Yeah, let's hear it.
No, so, this is really cool, though.
So during COVID, I feel like there wasn't that many, there wasn't like not that many people. Like if you didn't have a filmer near you, you were just like getting an Insta clip or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was and, a bit harder to get a crew of people together.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, I want to lock something in that will like last, you know, it's not just like an Insta clip where it's like, you go back a couple of years and like, be like, oh, he was killing it during COVID. Like I wanted to like start working on something. And I thought it would be like a quick project. Like, oh, we'll just like, when COVID's over, we'll like cap it off. But just like writing, tech writing expires quick.
Yeah.
You know, and like when you're like trying to push yourself, you think something's cool now. And then like a year later, you're like, dude, that's like,
yeah,
that's not it anymore, yeah. You know? And so it's just kind of like a battle with myself to be like cool with all the clips. But we're finally getting to the point where I'm like, I think it could come out by the end of this year, hopefully.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Just an independent thing?
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. Progression stuff, like, is stuff expiring quickly? Is that, like, you know, flavor of the month style stuff? Or you feel like you're still progressing at such a crazy pace that, like, 1 year ago a clip doesn't?
I've seen him learn stuff while he's filming clips, for sure.
Yeah.
To answer that a little bit.
No, yeah, like... It doesn't even feel like you're progressing that fast, but as long as you're like steady riding a couple times a week, if you look back at your old shit, you're like, all right, I'm like we're chipping away at something. Like we're like getting somewhere.
Yeah.
With the thing.
Is it, how many clips are you like throwing away with that Walter project? Do you think?
Probably like a minute and a half of footage, probably more like a minute or two of footage where I'm just like, I just think I could like one up it, you know, or like found a better spot for it. It's just like the battle with yourself.
Yeah. Is it the same for you with stuff?
Not as much anymore. Yep. For a period of time, for sure. I think I was overly critical, but now I look at it as I don't ride the same as I did 2 or 3 years ago. So like I appreciate, like as I've gotten older, I look back at certain years where I would do certain tricks that I wouldn't do anymore.
Yeah.
And now my riding's always evolving and changing in a different way. But with the technical stuff, it gets that way. You know, for sure. But that's interesting to hear.
I think the trick choice probably progresses a lot too. Where you like, I wouldn't do this there anymore because that's not. Yeah. I feel like bar stuff is kind of like that. Like where it was like you could just do that and it was amazing. And now it's like you have to pick and choose where you probably do it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You gotta like, you can't just like double bar off of like a 2 foot tall ledge. You know, now it's like
this fool's double bar in the mandolin.
I know.
Yeah, now it's
fucking
like
insane.
Yeah, you want to like double bar out of a grind or like out of a manual or like out of a grind. Yeah, like out of a fucking ice pick or whatever. You don't just like it. And some people like they can like just film a double bar off something, but that's just because like that's where they're at in their riding. And they're like I'll see like a younger kid double bar off something and I'm like, that's sick because I remember where I was at and they're like at like a, you can progress super fast from that point, you know, because that's just like that's the very beginning of like double bars. Now it's like you can like you can do it out of the manuals. You can do it like out of grinds or whatever. It's just like, but now I'm at the point where it's like if I do a double bar, it's got to be like tasteful. You know, it can't just be like,
yeah,
oh, whatever. You know?
Yeah, I think for me, looking back on some of my riding, when I would do certain technical tricks, I'll look back at, I was really excited about it. I look back on the trick and I'm like, oh, that was so sloppy, you know? So
yeah.
And that's a hard thing too, right? When you get to that high level of technical tricks, it's hard to make certain things look good, you know, on top of doing the hard trick. And I'm sure you have a few clips,
dude,
where you just
yeah.
don't like, yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. No, there's been certain times where I'll land a clip and I'm like, sick, like it was a little sketchy, but I'll take it. And then like I get the clip later that night, like they'll send it over and I'm like, I have to redo that. And then I
like, he's the only motherfucker doing that,
like I can't live with like that clip being on the internet. And and then I'll go back to the spot and I'm like, all right, like this time's different, like I'll just do it fine. And then it doesn't work that entire day, like it's worse than the first day. And I'm like, all right, this is bad. But then like luckily a couple times, like the third time's a charm, and I've like gotten a clip I'm super hyped on, and it's just like a, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes you just have to call it, but
take what you can get.
Yeah. You gotta like,
Keep trying.
It's got to be maddening at a point, though. 3 days for a gram?
Oh, no, not Instagram. Like, real
quick. No, okay. No, yeah. I thought we were just on the
Days for anything is heavy, it's insane. Like, so, waking up knowing you're about to go do that.
So, filming, speaking of filming in general, you're talking about a project with Walter. You're out here. You're filming with Stu.
Yeah.
You just filmed your fit. You filmed the fit video with Justin Benthian.
Yep.
What is your relationship with different filmers? How do you feel about filming with different people? Is there anyone in particular you like to film with? And like, how do you perceive that relationship?
This fool asked questions. Yeah. Good job, dude.
Colin's prepared. I'm genuinely leaving.
Colin's got this.
I'm genuinely interested in these questions because these are things that I think.
No doubt.
And as a professional writer, it's important. I feel like it's really important to have a good relationship with the person that you're filming and being on the same page. So I'm just curious to hear.
Like, 100%. All filmers are like completely different. Like, you
exactly,
know,
yeah.
And everyone has their strong suits. And my main thing with the filmer is like someone that is just like dependable, that I'm like, all right, even like no matter what, if I land this shit, like, are you going to have the clip? Like, is it going to be usable? And I like Benthian or Kramus. They're really good with like skate follow lines. Mm-hmm, I appreciate that. That's dope for my type of riding. And like Walter, he's really good with like setting up like multiple angles, and he'll even like shoot a photo while he's filming. Like, he'll have like a little remote that just like can like pull the trigger on the photo. Like, and that's pretty cool. And I don't know, Stu's got the rolling shot, rolling long lens on the skateboard.
Stu's probably got the best real camera rolling shot.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't have a bad thing to say about any of those guys. They're just like those dudes I love to film with, because it's just like, I can depend on it.
Yeah, that's definitely the most important. It's the worst when you film something, I missed it.
Oh. Yeah, and there's like, I've had a ton of people like hit me up like, yo, let's film something. And I'm like, one thing is like, it feels like you're putting like all these apples into like there's like not enough, there's like too many barrels and not enough apples. And I just feel like I'm going to spread myself thin. Yeah, so it's like you got to choose wisely with like who you film with.
Can't buy too many coins, right?
Yeah, exactly, dude. If your portfolio is a little too diverse, you're going to run into a problem.
Too much portfolio.
Yeah,
but that's true. Because then, and like you said, with the clips getting old, it's really important to not have yourself spread too thin, because then it gets kind of impossible to fill those timelines.
Yeah, and you're just like, it's like you're on a, you're like a hamster on a wheel, and it's just like, dude, it's spinning way too fast. Like, you can't keep up, and it's just like, we know how that ends.
Yeah.
So I just randomly thought of this question. Why call them kickflips instead of crank flips?
You stole my question, dude.
Damn,
he's looking, he's looking at the TV, that's y'all. I'm cutting. Dude, I was organizing my stuff there. Everybody stop looking at the TV.
Don't give me something to look at. Either way, we recognize the question, not who asked it. Right?
Good question, Tom.
This is your...
It wasn't my question anyway. It's somebody else's.
I say both of them. Like sometimes, like, it doesn't actually matter, but one just sounds like a little cornier.
Crank.
Kick or crank?
I think crank flip just sounds a little cornier. Like, I don't know. Kick flips is like the cooler, like, and if someone like drives by drivetrain
flip.
If someone,
to the OGs though, dude, you can't.
No, yeah, definitely. But like if someone drives by and they're like, do a kickflip, I'm like, I'm hitting the crank flip, you know? I'm hitting the kickflip. Like, I'll show them a kickflip.
They would probably be so hyped if you did something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was at a schoolyard one time, and I little kid, I was like, oh, he like did a crank flip. And I was like, oh, that was sick. Nice kickflip or whatever. And he's like, it's crank flip. And I was like, fuck. Shit.
On the end of the spectrum.
Yeah, I was
you
like,
compliment
damn,
me correctly.
All right.
You hear me?
Is it Stigma of Walter? Did he have a huge impact, like, with getting on? Because he was the Odyssey TM at that time, right?
Yeah. He fully got me on Odyssey. He, like, vouched for me 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, at that time, I didn't even ever picture going pro or anything. And one day he asked me, we were like on a trip in Montreal, and he was like, how do you feel about going pro? And I was like, oh, dude, like, no way. Like, I just felt like it was like too much to like, I just couldn't even picture it. Cause like when you grow up riding, you always like look up to the pros and you're like, I'll never be there.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
did you have that ambition though? like, did you want to be, like, was there ever a time where, like, you had that conversation with yourself where you're like, I would like to do that?
Even had to if you
definitely, definitely.
I feel like most people, most pros.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, it comes up quick, you know? You're like, sometimes, like, I don't know. I just felt like it came up on me quick, and I was like, I don't know if I'm ready, but, like, at one point in your life, it's like sink or swim. It's like, you know, yeah. You've gone this far. Why the fuck would you turn back? You know,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah, yeah, of course.
Like, see it through.
And then that, when you did get turned pro, what was that video? You had the banger part in it.
Oh, Odyssey 3015.
And then
30 year anniversary. Yeah. Odyssey.
And then is the footage of that in footage of you going pro? Is that,
yeah,
is
yeah.
that in the video?
Yeah. 2015? Yeah.
Okay.
When did you know? When were you like, I'm getting pretty good? Like, was there a time you were like, no, I'm starting to figure this out? You're at the skate park and you're seeing other people you're at, and you're like, wait a minute. I think a lot of things.
We'll watch this first.
Right? I can do a lot of shit that I'm seeing.
A lot of things. Like, you had to be like, at some point, it had to be like, is there ever a certain year or a certain moment in your.
There was a time when I think I was 14, and there was this ledge by my house, and I did feeble hop up manual double bar on it. And
how old were you?
I was like 14.
Wow.
And I told my friend, I told Ben Allen, I was like, I think I'm going to try this like tomorrow. And he's like, dude, there's no way you could do that. He was like, dude, that's impossible.
And I
was
you like, can say that about him. He hangs in tight for you. So,
yeah, but he pulled up and he filmed it for me, and he was like, all right, this dude is not playing.
Yeah, he could say that to you because he hangs in for you. That's awesome though, man.
You want to hang out with people that are telling you though.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. It like pushed me to want to do it even more.
But he said, how long did it take you?
I don't even know. Probably not even that long. I feel like at that age, I was too dumb to even realize
when there's
like,
the right or wrong one.
I was just in a shitty manual and just threw it.
But that's impressive though.
What's up with the Michael Jackson glove?
He's going to do a bike, Morgan Wade bike flip.
I remember my callus ripped. I had to run the one glove.
When you're younger, you doesn't matter.
Quantum physics. I always tell this fool about quantum physics.
Yeah, dude.
Is that your dog?
Oh yeah, R.I.P. Dante. He died last year.
There's that candy bar.
Can you still do them?
Candy bars? I think I still got it.
I've never seen you do one actually.
Really?
I was surprised. Just
tomorrow.
Dude,
it's my favorite.
Just fuck
trick.
Devin up on that.
Kick him nose.
I want to learn that trick so bad.
Dude, please do it.
I'm not good enough at Craigslist.
That's what Garrett said. That is like one of the most like fucked tricks.
I love it.
Really?
What
trick?
Yeah, crank flip to nose because it sets off your entire balance.
The trick shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard.
I remember, I was watching a Travis Hughes, shout out Travis Hughes. I was watching one of his edits and he did one like just randomly in like his Odyssey Pro video. And he was like, I did that for you. And I was so hyped. Because the trick, it is really an awkward trick.
That was big.
Shout out Logan Pinberg. He did this in his recent video.
It was the banger too.
It wasn't his banger. It was like the second clip in his video, but I think it's sick because like,
no, that was your banger though.
Yeah.
Did he know beforehand or did he just forget?
Probably I think I told him. I told him, but I don't think he's just like he's hyped on it. Like I don't blame him. Like if you Feeble Heart 3 allege that big, you're gonna be hyped on it.
He knew before or he didn't know before he did it and then
he probably knew
I think
before
he knew.
The video came.
I think he knew, but like we're homies and like
I can see him see
it. It doesn't matter, you know?
It's cool to hear that. Yeah. Because I think there's a generation of a period of time where people would get really upset about that kind of thing. So it's cool to hear you guys are just hype for each other.
Yeah, I feel like BMX is in a place where like Rodeo Peanut's gone and like we're just like it's not like super serious, you know? We're not trying to cash million dollar checks. We're just like
serious.
You just gotta fucking have fun with it at one point. Like it's sick. We both Feeble Heart through that ledge. We're like psychos for doing that. Like
what
the fuck? It is crazy. It's almost like what are you doing over there?
He's trying to
magic?
Ruin a laptop.
This one's be nice to this one. threw me there.
My bad. Anyways.
So 3015 was Odyssey's 30-year video. They had a premiere at Full Factory.
Yep.
And then you're coming in. Did you know you had the banger section? Is this footage of you accepting the, like, getting called up?
No. I don't think
online?
There's footage of me accepting. I'm not sure.
I'm going to look. But go ahead. So you didn't know you even had the last section, right?
No, I think I did. I think I knew I had last section. I just didn't know I was going to be, like, pro because I went pro for fit too that night. Like,
yeah.
What was that? that game of bike. That's another question I had that I really wanted to ask you about. So what's your opinion on contests? Like, how do you feel about contests? Because you're not somebody who's like made the track to Simple Session.
Yeah.
I haven't ridden many contests, but I mean, you definitely beat me and Devin's ass in a game of bike. So you know what you're doing. You know how to ride a bike.
With the broken foot. It ended up being a broken foot.
Yeah. That's crazy. So yeah.
But I just feel like I've played so many games of bikes like as a kid. Like, you know, you just like play with your homies and just like see who could do the stupidest tricks. And I definitely like pulled out like a stupid trick or two.
Well, aside from that, what I'm saying is you're good. I only said that to compliment you on your riding ability. What I'm really trying to ask is like, how do you feel about contests? Do you like riding contests?
I think contests are sick. I like watching contests, and I like the idea of being in contests. Like, I'm like down to ride in contests. I just don't know exactly how well I do in them, but like I'm totally down to like give it a shot.
You think you would ever have any interest in riding a contest like Simple Session?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just never, I'm just curious because a lot of dudes go there, and I feel like a lot of people have, that's how it's helped them get into like X Games.
You know?
And you're somebody who I could see riding. You're obviously one of the most talented current BMX street riders, and I can see you competing in these high level contests. We haven't seen you in those contests. And as we've talked about on the podcast before, it's so hard to get into something like X Games, but.
They haven't directly invited him, though, too. He wouldn't turn down a direct invite to Simple Session.
For Simple Session. Yeah. I think that's sick. And that's something that I think that needs to happen.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Because I feel like you would do really well.
Yeah,
it'd be cool if there was like a somewhat of a defined path to get there. Like, because there's nothing stateside.
I do think about these things.
Yeah.
You're pulling it up. Look.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. I was like, let's definitely watch Colin get beat.
I don't like losing.
So why, how did this end up being like a three-way?
I don't know.
I think just like the numbers-wise, it just like ended up like it had to be three people in
asked in every three-way ever. How did this come to be?
I got beat. I think I lost completely. I got dead last in this one. You and Devin are so talented.
And then you had a broken foot?
Yeah,
I broke my foot in practice. I showed up and I was like,
he's like, I'm just going to tie my shoe tighter.
Yeah. I just like.
David Goggins over here.
Literally.
No,
duct tape it.
I did a manual three and I had no like pins on my pedals and my foot just blew off and I rolled it so bad and it ended up breaking it.
It's so casual. That was like not an actual upledge.
No way.
Yeah, that thing is mellow as hell.
Well, you did a one-handed X-lander.
I'm not
lander.
A big double bar guy. It scares me. Jam up the fingers.
Same here, brother. I promise you that.
Sorry, I can turn
this
the
is the great. This is
yeah. My, this set,
is my favorite,
dude.
Favorite Devin trick. Ugh.
Yeah.
No one else has it like that.
I'm not doing that.
I would have had another broken foot.
I tried it. I was, but I've always wanted to try. That's what I like about bikes. Sometimes it makes you try some things.
Yeah.
This is one of the scariest tricks, in my opinion. It's so
you gave it a valiant effort.
Yeah, but to actually like commit, I kind of just put my pegs on it.
Cab cancel.
Yeah, I wasn't really trying it.
Dude, you almost had the 180 over Smith.
It's a good day.
Yeah, it was. That was fun.
This is, I think, the first time I've ever met you.
Yeah,
it was this day. Yeah,
sorry.
But that's another thing too. Like traveling, like you tend to stay in Texas. Like I haven't.
Yeah.
Do you want to travel more?
Yeah, no, definitely. I love traveling.
Yeah, I would like to see you ride some places. I would like to see you get outside of America and ride some of these cities.
You can trade crypto anywhere in the world.
Yeah, you can.
True.
We had to get you somewhere.
As long as you got 5G for the. You know,
timing is key, though. You
sell,
know,
sell,
it's
sell.
Like, yeah,
you gotta make sure that thing goes.
Yeah, I really didn't want to do this. I don't think I've ever even done an overcrank.
No, I'm not able to get that one done.
Yeah, you got that.
Says the guy with the broken foot.
I love that you do that trick.
Jared Smith.
Shout out Swafford.
Yeah. He used to be one of my favorites. He's a big fisher now, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude. He's pro, dude. He's signature reels.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
He's about it.
It's another example of like any bike rider that just like, I want to be good at this.
Yeah. He's got that mentality.
He started out with like the web videos or whatever. He just got picked up.
Yeah. He was always slept on, too.
Oh.
Wow.
What a savage for almost learning Smith whips in like two tries.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He just learned him in that, you said?
Yeah, he'd never tried one ever.
So how many people were in it? Like 16 or something like that? I remember hearing there was a super long day.
It was a long day.
Yeah.
We were pretty tired at this point. Look at Saucy.
The real estate mogul right there.
Man, yeah. He's somebody I'm sure you've talked to about business endeavors, huh?
Not as much as I would like to, but I know he's hustling.
He's cool. He's got that drive. A lot of conversations with him, but he's a salesman. He's good at what he does.
He's a used car salesman right there. Oh! Saucy, dude.
We got a few of those.
I'm sure he's very good at it, and he's very nice and gives people great deals.
That's what makes him good.
There's a negative connotation.
But he gets his 10%. Right. You
know? You're too aware right now, Fudge.
I was actually talking to Sauce more about like real estate and stuff. He does a lot of stuff in real estate.
Yeah, he does flipping stuff. And he does video production stuff, like a lot of Baja stuff.
Yeah, he's a hustler.
So he's good. One of those good at everything. He's kind of got that personality that like carries you and stuff like that. And you can back it up with some good work. That's it.
Have you ever filmed with Sauce?
I think I may have gotten like a few like bro cam clips or whatever, but like I always wanted to film with Sauce because he was nice with it on the VX. Yeah. He filmed a lot of dope videos. I want to film a VX video eventually.
That's
cool. That's one of
eventually I want to go into the past.
Right?
Dude, it's sick.
First Telegram and now VX.
Yeah. Yo, what's happening?
Old school, dude.
All over the place, dude.
I'm not a fan of VX.
Really? Stuff,
goals are good though.
Yeah.
Goals are good.
Navaz VX was like, it looked good. And then sometimes people just get these like really tired VXs and it's like, just put it out of its misery. It literally doesn't look good anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of where I'm at with most of it.
How do you feel on Deadline? Because we were watching that the other day, as we do with
any Bible.
Well,
that's an older video. It wasn't filmed, you know.
It doesn't break your heart a little bit though whenever it's like grainy?
No, it's fine because that's the time and that's what it was.
Didn't even
we started filming. Yeah. There wasn't even I don't think.
Yeah, some of those clips you could tell some of those
a long time ago. I'm a big fan of,
but it's also it took 6 years or something too. So it's like started, even if they wanted to switch,
pretty
at
sure
a point.
When we started, it was like halfway through all the HD, the HMC, HMC 150. That came out like during that, and that was like everyone made the transition.
Yeah, yeah, but you got to stick with it.
And we were kind of
shout out to Bobby Canode and Mediocre at Best, who is still doing that transition right now. He has all the new cameras, but he started filming with the VX, so he can't stop.
The only thing I've shot and edited with was like the FireWire, all that stuff.
Oh, really?
That's
sick.
The FireWire.
I haven't heard that term in a long time.
Jesus. Yeah.
Old man.
Texas. Let's talk about that a little bit more. Like
the scene is thriving.
That was my question. Is like when you're starting, you know, everybody thinks of Austin as, you know.
Yeah, you think like Aaron Ross, Chase Hawk,
the Chacones at 9th Street,
Sean Sexton, Tommy Dugan. Like you think of all those dudes, and now there's like a resurgence of like we got. Let's think. Obviously, the OG homie Ben Allen. That's my best friend. Yep. We got Brett Silva. He's killing it right now. Freaking X Game Silver. Like, that's crazy.
X Game Silva.
Yeah. And then we got Jared Duncan, Julian Arteaga.
Mm-hmm. Is Casey living out there now?
Yeah, Casey.
Casey rents my apartment in that town.
Yeah, really? Casey is a beast.
300 feet from House Park, y'all.
He's really? Built different. Awesome. Casey is built different.
He's a really good dude too. He was I actually just filmed a project with him, and it was the first time I think I'd ever spent time with him, like on and off the bike. You know, like sitting down and having a meal. And he's a really nice kid, man.
He's so humble, dude.
He's very humble, and he's very very nice and very respectful. And it's genuine too.
No doubt.
Low numbers.
Yeah. No, shout out to Joey Cubs.
Yeah. Shout out to Joey. News coming. Found out about it yesterday. Yeah. So. Well, you guys posted about it yesterday, so it's not, it can't be too secret. So I don't know what it is.
Fill me in.
I don't know.
Fill us all in.
Joey's starting a little something. I don't want to speak. It's low numbers. It's dropping Instagram. Me and Casey, we had filmed this project previously, and we kind of just didn't have an outlet for it. So this was fitting as he's kind of starting a little something. So.
Yeah. Cool. It's sick to see Joey stay in it and stay motivated to like do cool shit, you know, because he got, you know, whatever, let go from Haro. And it's like, sometimes that, knocks people down. To see him kind of bounce back and create something new is awesome. So, but yeah, so Casey's in Austin.
Yep.
Who else do you cruise with? Who else is there?
Let's see. House Park guys.
Julian. We got Jared. We got
Brett. We got Ben. We got Dr. David. We got
Bailey. Oh, Dr. David.
Yeah. We got Bailey. We got Grayson Braun. We got Ethan Dore, the one-handed manual.
Oh, yeah, kid. That's how you say his name?
No, I'm just kidding. Dore, yeah.
I would pronounce it wrong.
Yeah. For sure. All right. Okay. Cool. Now I know. I think I say like Dorer or something. Yeah. Or something.
What time do the sessions usually go down?
Usually like 11 to 3 p.m. You'll get a solid house session in.
That's cool.
And on the weekdays too. On the weekends, it's like it's a wrap. We'll cruise campus or cruise downtown.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, shout out House Park. That park has done a lot
for me.
That's cool.
I need to come to House Park. Dude, I think it's really cool that you guys have that like place that everyone goes to. San Diego's amazing. We have some of the best skate parks in the world, but we almost have too many of them. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're running
to I want to go to this park. Well, I want to go to this park. And you know, before like this, the sessions, people are a little bit more spread out, where there, it seems like that's like the glue that kind of holds everyone together.
Yeah.
Do you even hit anybody up or you just go?
No, yeah, we have a big group chat in Austin. Cool. We'll slide in.
Yeah, totally was not in that group chat.
It's fairly new. It's fairly new. It's fairly new.
Anyways,
we'll add Dugan into it.
Yeah, how often does Dugan ride? Is he there every day?
He lives in Vegas now.
Are you in Vegas full time?
I'm in Vegas full time. I got a lady full time, and I'm figuring out my life full time. So I'm on a whole new chapter. I can't even speak on it that well because I'm still figuring out what the fuck I'm doing, you know. I ain't trying to
sorry for the question.
Please do not be. Please don't be sorry for anything. You deal with enough. I don't need your apology.
Chill this week, don't worry.
This has been a week. I know how excited I've been for everything that's about to come out, and it's weird feeling. I'm like, why am I this excited about drama right now? Is this really that exciting? And it was that exciting. Thank you for doing that interview.
Over. Yeah, I'm glad it's over.
I watched every second of that. I got so awkward. I was just like, I hate how interested I am in this shit, but I am.
It was a fucking car accident for sure. You know, it's just like everybody's like this, like fucking driving down the road, just looking back.
I'm watching.
Yeah, it's all. So,
it's beautiful though. I'll tell
back
you
to
what.
Your car accident.
My car accident of a life, bro.
That was a reference.
Thank God I met my lady. She's pulling me out, even though it's like everybody thinks they know how we met. And so what? They do know how we met, but it's different. From what you know. Okay, anyways, enough about my ass.
Oh my God.
How'd you guys meet?
We met through the dirty, bro. I met her while she was dating somebody else that I was like hanging out with.
Oh, so that's heavy.
Ooh. It is heavy. I didn't make any moves. Respectfully, I was like, y'all are gonna get married, whatever. I ain't here, right? Then they broke up. And I'm alone. So anyways,
if you need anyone to talk to, I got you. That was Dugan.
Nah. And now she knows she can't talk to me. You can't talk to me. Boy, you hear me?
I'm just chugging the beer until it was over.
Yeah. Yes. All right. And that was my
Should
time
we go
to
back
shine.
To House
Thank
Park
you.
Or what?
Yeah, let's go back to House Park. It's all so chill.
The ball.
So group message. We don't have no idea where we left off.
Group message.
So, and then, so Austin, Austin.
What I think you guys need to do is hire somebody to just film the sessions and just, I would love to hang out. I wish you guys had like some kind of more content.
I thought about buying
a YouTube channel for the House Park. Oh well, see what's going down.
Trent Lutzky did move to Austin, and he worked for Dig.
Yeah. Trent's awesome. He's a really good dude.
And he moved with Grant Ubi, who's on BSD. And honestly, Trent could probably do something like that pretty easy.
Cool.
Yeah,
it'd be cool just to see because I would love to be at those sessions.
Yeah, because we say shit like that all the time too. Because we're like, damn, if we just had a camera, we could film all this shit and just be like, kind of more of like a group.
Just upload it
instead
raw,
of just like each posting like Instagram clips like individually and stuff.
Come together a bit more collaboratively. Because then you guys would have it to post onto your own Instagrams anyway. And that's always the problem, right? It's like a never ending. We were talking about that earlier, right? You have to find like other ways to be active on social media. Because if you just throw up your riding consistently, it can water it down for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and it's hard.
Not can,
on you.
It will. 100%. It will.
I think so too. Yeah.
For as many video parts and stuff as you put out, I feel like the interview portion and the talking portion has been super thin. Like thin. Is that just nobody asked you, or are you kind of like
I feel out
of your shell recently?
I feel like there's not that many like outlets in BMX to even like you know.
Talk?
Yeah, there's like. But no, ever since I like quit smoking and stuff, obviously it's like easier to like explain myself or like, you know, it's kind of hard to look and to like talk and or not just talk, but just like explain yourself thoroughly when you're just like fucking in that like cloudy mind space or like.
Oh, is it? How's that framed?
Let's hear the deets.
It's orange.
Let me tell you about
the orange one.
I've been straight edge for like 30 seconds.
No, but yeah, that's, and like I said, that's why I wanted to come sit down, because I was like, I haven't really heard much of you talk as a person. So it's interesting to hear. You're pretty interesting character.
There's a lot going on, you know?
It's cool. Some calculations going on in that.
He'll teach you some shit.
Yeah.
Catching those pedals, dropping down the back wheel, finding the balance point. There's a lot going on.
Catching crank arm. You know how it goes, you know?
I'm always catching crank arm.
Yeah, fuck yeah. We try and keep it safe out here with these whips, you know?
is there a situation where you're like, I have to take pedals, or no?
Does it
matter anymore?
On a whip?
Yeah, doesn't matter?
Never. That's not going to happen.
Frame. Yeah. Catch frame.
Yeah.
If I land pedals, I'm like, holy shit, I almost got the worst shinner of my life. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like,
it's
wow.
Like, that worked out better than it could have.
Too funny.
But some dudes are nasty with it, where they'll catch crank in the air and shift their feet to pedals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm not risking it like that.
I actually broke my foot landing on the crank arms on a tail whip.
Dude, I have too.
Did you? Really?
Not on a whip, on a double bar. I like pinched the cranks, landed with my foot like in the middle of the like ball of the crank, and it just like broke my foot through it.
That's pretty much what happened to me too.
Yeah,
the same thing. And then like I got my back foot on, and the pressure from my back foot too. So I was like pushing the crank up, and it just
So it was your front foot.
It was the front foot.
Same, dude.
Yep, that's the one that's gonna go. You know what? Shout out to Tony Hamlin. We talked about him earlier, and I remember when I did it, I talked to him. He's like, dude, I always tell people like whipping sets, like whipping down things is one of the most dangerous things for that reason, because like even like on a switch whip, it's almost a little bit easier to catch with your back foot, because it slows the rotational weight down a bit more. When you're trying to catch with that front foot, there's just less, it's like less leverage right on the bike to slow it down.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
so you prefer switch whipping stuff?
I think so. Down stuff. I just think I'm more likely to catch pedals and take the impact better than like on a regular one. When I catch, I land on the crank arm and I broke my foot. So it's like, it's always in my head.
Big was the drop where you broke your foot?
Mike Gray actually whipped it after me. So, which is awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it's so sick. He didn't know that I tried it.
It wasn't that rail hop.
It was over a roof to flat. It was a video he filmed with Dobie. It was his last clip. I forget what it was, but it was the one that Ty Switch 3 did. I'm pretty sure Garrett trucked it in the, I don't even know what promo it was. You know, the schoolyard over the fence, off the roof, over the fence.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Not crazy high. But just caught it wrong.
Tomorrow, switch 3?
Yeah.
Deadline?
Yeah.
Roof
over the fence. Garrett
it's like,
trucked
it's like a straight up San Diego proper school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the Garrett truck, because he does the truck and then dips it. Yeah. He like does the tuck, the signature tuck.
Yeah, and you
tuck.
Hear the landing. It's rough. That landing's kind of uphill too.
Yeah. Is there a list of combos or tricks that you are still after, or that you're looking to do?
There's a few that like 360 crank flip to nose. That's like a dream trick.
Oh my god!
but like,
you see this shit I have to hear from this dude.
No, but obviously, like, I'm gonna fucking die when I try it. Like, one day I'm gonna try it and probably get fucking bodied, and I'll learn my lesson that day. But until then, it's just like tricks like that'll haunt me. I don't think I'll ever do this, but I know someone's gonna do this in street. They're gonna do a whip to nose.
Yeah,
you know, it's like it's coming.
Straight hop?
No. It'll be like similar to like how I did the crank flip to nose for the first time, like a wedge to manual pad.
Yeah.
I think you got to start practicing nose wheelies on your crank arms.
Dude, right?
There you go. That's the
No, I don't want to do it. I'm just calling. Someone's got to do it. I think Garrett's got it.
He probably could do that.
Yeah, he probably, probably did it 2 years ago and just hasn't told anybody.
Yeah. He's
waiting to deliver it.
Let's run through a couple of clips, just recent ones. Not even unless you have something in like specifically. Let's just run through because I fucking reminded myself a little bit beforehand. Can I get one of those two, Stubert? Thank you, sir. What else is in here?
Put Jam Whip to manual right there is what you just scrolled through. What the fudge?
That's me.
Wow. Dude, manual up the transition, double bar, keep it going.
Oh, dude, man. That clip was crazy because it was like, I think it was over 100 degrees midday.
How many tries was this?
Dude, midsummer, like when it's that hot, you honestly only have like 20 tries max.
Yeah, because it's
or else you're just like done. Well,
you definitely seen some of these clips, like your shirt is soaked through.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he stays sweating.
What park is this? This ain't House Park.
This is Mueller Skate Park. There's like a big pump track there.
We looked for, when we were moving there, we went to
Massive
Mueller.
Massive pump track.
Yeah, the pump track's way bigger than the skate park.
Wow.
One of those like tar ones or what?
No, it's legit, like, slick. I always see, like, people eating shit on it. Oh, the berms.
That's ridiculous. That's just... It's absurd, yeah.
This shirt is just a whole two.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many shirts do you bring?
To the session?
Yeah.
Just one. I just fucking smell
one shirt, just no smell deodorant. Like shit after, this fool's
yeah.
like, yeah.
Yeah.
As natural as it comes, yeah, dude. Sober, no deodorant.
Musky.
Yeah.
I really like that clip.
Dude, this was fun. Me and Devin were going back to back this day. Like, if you go to his Instagram, you can see the clip from that same session. That was just one of those instances where, like, me and Devin just going back to back. Like,
yeah.
Shout out Devin, though. That's, like, one of the first pros that, like really, like, was down to, like, kick it and shit and, like...
Right here, right?
He's very genuine.
Yeah, definitely.
Very genuine, very real.
Yeah. It's
lovely to see.
Yeah, because when I first started coming to California,
that's so crazy. He just did that.
I'd be kicking it with the common crew. Like, shout out those dudes. Those dudes, like, took me under their wing. Like, I used to stay at Jacob Cable's house when we were, like, 14.
Jacob's so nice, too.
Yeah. He's the man. Like, shout out him. And his parents are great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Shout out Francis.
These fools make my head hurt.
Yeah, it's awesome to hear all this too. I feel like that the community aspect of BMX is so important, and like having, I mean, really, as you get older, like I always tell people, like, what's the sickest part? Some of my homies from back then, like, wait, what's the sickest part about being a pro? You know, I'm like, honestly, it's like those sessions we had when we were 13, and it was like we were just laughing and kicking it, and
yeah,
like, that's really it, right? It's just everyone getting together and riding.
Yeah,
true. Dude, you landed pedals on that one.
No, yeah, definitely not.
Pedals. The left angle was pedal. The bar into the corner.
Ben Allen's got the angles.
That's crazy. And then the Smith whip out. That just shows. Wow. And
in that clip, you can see my dad and my girlfriend in the background.
Yeah, flex.
Yeah. Showing the pops what's
fucking
up.
Fucking insane.
Your dad filmed that one, right?
Is
that
he didn't film it. He was just in the background kicking it. Shout out my dad. He's taking me to... 1,000 skate parks as a kid, like
just hung out.
That's awesome. He would just drop me off. There's so many days where I'd piss him off, where he's like busy with work, and like I'm like, please just take me to the skate park.
To go to the skate park.
Oh yeah,
that's cool. Are you your parents proud?
Oh yeah, definitely. They're so supportive.
That's cool.
This well-spoken young gentleman right here.
He's a nice dude. A nice dude.
I like this.
Yeah. Do it for the people, you know.
Level-headed.
Where'd you come up with
extremely
the idea?
Like, I'm gonna stop smoking. I don't like it anymore. Stop smoking weed.
Yeah.
This clip is kind of funny because I actually this angle. I did it with a flat tire. My back tire is flat in this clip.
Oh, wow.
You can hear it.
Yeah. Like I don't even know. I think I remember seeing Jake Seeley do some combos like this on the ledge, and I was just like riding it, and I accidentally got into a nose manual and just like ran with it.
Oh, that's amazing.
I feel like that's how a lot of tricks happen sometimes. Just like riding a spot and you'll accidentally get into like a weird position and you're like, dude, that's, I guess,
I
a nose
man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So this is the one you didn't take?
No, that's something, he'll do 10 times.
No, this one I redid it. This was like, I wanted to get another angle because I feel like when you're riding, sometimes you'll look at the clip and you don't know like
it looks
how good. It's actually gonna look when you're like sitting at home with yeah. like you're not just like
your feet up.
Yeah, yeah, everything you got your feet up, you know? Up. When your heart's racing and you're at the skate park, dude, like everything looks like good or bad, you know. There's no like
there's one more.
There's no reality. This one was fun. I learned this one the same day.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was a shout out Eric Elstrand on that one.
That was amazing.
Back tire definitely flat on that one.
If you look up bike control in the dictionary.
Yeah, it seems like you just have fun with it, man. It's yeah. really cool.
Really
That's
does.
The trick, yeah. dude. If you hate what you do, it's like, no, dude, you're gonna yeah. fucking like you're just gonna get burnt out super quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you see like younger kids when they're kind of coming up? Like, I'm sure there's lots of little kids that fucking kill it in Austin. Is there do they ask you questions about just like social media and sponsor and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. They'll ask me stuff like that and they're just like I feel like they get
was that is your fart?
No, I think it was I think it was whoever Ben.
That was Ben Allen. He's just, this he just is, like cracks up.
Yeah.
This is the people's person though. It's like any homie that rides in Austin that's trying to get it can talk to Matt and they'll get a genuine answer.
Yeah, yeah. Like a
fucking fire.
I feel like there's just a lot of riders who they think they're like they're coming up and they're like they think it's gonna be easy. And I'm like, dude, it's not gonna be easy, but if it was easy, it wouldn't be rewarding at all.
Yeah.
You know? So 100%. It's like, dude, you just gotta like I sound like a broken record, but you just gotta fucking like push through and just keep doing this shit.
I mean, that's what it is, though.
Most of BMX is just like longevity.
Yeah.
Like just outlasting. Like I've seen so many people come and go, and
that's the hardest trick I've heard. Longevity.
It's the hardest trick. Longevity.
It is.
From Chase, yeah. Mr. Chase heard that from
yeah.
somebody.
Yeah, yeah. It is true.
Not to bring up somebody that likes to swing hammers around, Chase. we can cut that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Fudge. Love you, Fudge.
Shout out Chase.
It's fine. Yeah, shout out to Chase. I had that written down. It was like you share your first frame was shared with like Ethan and Justin and yeah. stuff like that. And it's like those dudes. Is Ethan still on Fit? This is a bad question. No, yeah. So it's like Justin recently off.
He's still Ethan, on Fit. I don't know if he's
like
kind of
flow,
getting
like
a paycheck,
doing his thing. Yeah.
Shout out Ethan.
Yeah. So it's like man. You have your boys that you're coming up with. You guys are God there, bless. And then that's like kind of like I mean, we've all had that growing up. It's like you have your crew.
Yeah.
You have these like salad days, these perfect days. You go out ride all the fucking time, and then they all. Get girls and jobs and all this shit yeah. and then you're like, all right, I need to find a new crew, and then I need to find a new crew.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
hard sometimes.
Yeah, it's funny
all the time, all of the times.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
it's like life happens so fast. I like didn't even realize, but like all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I'm like an OG now, it feels like. Yeah. Like literally, I was like what the fuck happened? Like I was just like a little kid riding a house park, and now yeah. it's like these kids are like not even 20 and they're like, dude, you're old. And I'm like, what the
fuck? That's lovely to hear, yes, yes. Matthew. Oh, good
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, the tables have turned. I remember just being the little, like, shit, just, like, telling all my homies, like, oh, y'all are fucking old.
Yeah. And you can say, one day it'll happen to you, too,
yeah.
and they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Like, but all I got to say is to, like, young kids, like, a lot of young kids are like, oh, I'm young. I could, like, party and smoke and do all the shit. It's like. You can do that, but like you still gotta focus. Like there's still like shit happens quick, and just have like a plan. Like write down some goals and just like have something in mind. Don't just like aimlessly like walk through life.
Yeah, yeah, it is fucking. It was
coming cool. from there. I can tell you, don't do it. Don't do it, y'all. Listen to this man.
No, and if you're like if you're doubting things, if you're like oh like. Maybe I can't be like a sponsored rider and like maybe I can't do this. Like you don't have to do it. Like the thing about BMX is you don't have to like force yourself to try a trick a million times. Like you got to really want this shit.
Mm-hmm. You guys are both examples of that same message, honestly, because yeah. Because I feel like you were doing it for a while and then you were like, I really want this and I really need to focus down and make this shit happen.
Yeah. And it helps. It helps when yeah. when you put a consistent effort into something you see. You usually see an outcome, and I think most people have similar experiences, but it is hard
mm-hmm.
to put those certain things aside. It's real easy to you know,
get lost in the mix.
Lack of better words, it's easy to fuck off. You know?
Yeah,
it really
yeah,
is.
Definitely. And it's easy like, to just, like, chill and, like, you know, you're not always going to want to, like, push your riding every day. Whoop. And, like,
whoop. Sorry.
It is what it is. I just think, like, just work at it, you know, just, like, even just, like, practicing the basics, like, just it. It's nice to be just like you just want to keep your body moving and shit. You don't want to be too like stagnant and just not doing stuff. You know, mm-hmm. It's just like, even if you don't feel like pushing it, like just cruise around.
And I think all of these things that you're saying that obviously are applicable to BMX and to your professional career are things that are applicable to the standard person in like the general mental health, right?
Yeah.
Like when you aren't moving around and you're like, not like, I love to have a drink. I love to hang out with the homies and kick it. But I've also, there's been periods in my life where I've leaned in a little too hard to those things. And I feel like during that general time period, mentally, I was a lot lower. I was a lot more productive. My confidence was a lot lower.
Yeah.
Therefore, that was holding me back from doing all of these things that I had in my brain that I wanted to do. And it's obviously the recovery that goes in when you're partying, you're doing those kind of things. It makes it that much harder, you know, BMX, especially BMX street, you know, is so physically demanding that if you're doing those
your
things,
your guy's style of riding,
it's very, it's hard, you know,
and it's so hard on your body.
It's funny when you're younger, you can have a day where you're trying to trick for a couple hours. You can have a few beers and wake up the next day and still kind of ride.
Yeah.
As you get older, usually that's when you tend to have the injuries in your body's
And it also like everyone is different. And so some people can have like a couple drinks, like, you know, like a couple drinks a week and be fine. But there's some people who have to like, they have to have like 12 beers in a night, or like they have to go hard. And it's all about just like balancing everything.
Yeah, moderation.
Yeah. And it's like, if you're the type where you can only go like you can only rage, like you got to like, you have to like cut it out. Just like accept that you're
not talking about
you're going to have this problem. Yeah. I'm not talking about Tommy.
I just love hearing this man be so damn smart.
You are genuinely a smart person. Like, well, it's cool to talk to you because I feel like we've only hung out and just like, I've never had like a real session and been stuck with you somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I actually got to know.
Got to see him run through the ringer of emotions.
No, never.
Fuck this pedal five knows really. Whatever, some gnarly ass fucking tricky
kick flip. What about switching opposite? Do you subscribe to any of that stuff? Switch.
I gave swapo, up switch. Switch oppo. I gave up switch whips. I'll do them like fly out sometimes.
He's talking about switch and see.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yes.
Switch and opposite. So we're going back to the crank flip, kick flip.
Yeah.
Switch and opposites.
Yes, what do you say?
Oh, yeah. I just say switch.
Switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if you're somebody that rides, like say Nathan or, you know, Kevin Corrali, one of these guys that switches their feet a lot, for them, switch is like more of less the stance.
Yeah.
Where opposite is the regular direction, the unnatural direction.
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff is, that's like out of my like.
It's funny zone. To hear you say that because you're very, very technical rider.
But I still catch it every now and then.
Baby
I'll be watching
Tommy.
It.
Baby bladder Tommy.
I'm drinking eight.
Look at this collection.
Dr. Pepper, that's it.
No, two of those are mine. Oh, don't do them too dirty.
No,
there's a cat. Stu's ducking out too.
No, I'll see like a Jordan Godwin video and I'm watching it and I'll catch that like it's like, oh, that was a switch.
Godwin, I forgot to mention him.
Yeah. That was a switch.
Felix, too.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm like, Felix. Yeah. There's a lot of
I'm like, that was really, a switch-footed over crank arm.
Yeah.
And I have to like rewind the video and just be like, dude, I'm like, I'm totally okay with accepting that I'm never doing that trick, but I fully respect it.
You're making me feel a lot better because I feel like I struggle with it too. And it really does take a lot of viewings. And it's like almost hard because I feel like editing comes into play a lot with it. And at a point, the editor gives people too much credit because sometimes it's hard to follow.
It's really hard to follow. I'm the same way. And I'm somebody who I feel like I'm pretty amped and I'm usually trying to pay attention to those things, but those guys are so good at doing these tricks now switch that you can't even tell sometimes because it just looks like, you know, Godwin can do like a switch ice hard with his feet. Like that's to me, it's like, wow, I didn't, like, a lot of people are still struggling with that.
Yeah. It's like, like some Danny Hickerson shit.
Danny Hickerson. Shout out to Danny Hickerson too. He was in Austin.
I think he's from Houston, but Houston, he's like, dude.
Did you ever have any interactions with him back in the day?
I remember seeing him at like a homie's house and just like, I've never seen him like ride in person.
Stars in your eyes.
Yeah. I'm just
very, very another ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He was a cool fucking dude.
Yeah. Like, I've never actually met him before. I've just only seen his riding.
That would be a good podcast guest. So we don't.
Yeah.
That would be an amazing.
That'd be wild.
I think a lot.
Danny, if you hear this, I'd love to have you on. So somebody send this to him.
No, but I think the switch footed thing, the thing that blows my mind is I'm like, if we don't even catch it, how does like the public eye for like BMX see that? They're just like
probably a bit overlooked. I think it's more of a personal thing at that point. It's something that's like, okay, I like this. This is my evolution and kind of like, you know.
But I guess that's how riding goes for us when we're like pushing something technically. We're just like, this small group of riders, they'll know, you know, that manual in between was like really important.
And we do know, we'll watch those parts over and we will see, like, I know all the tricks that they're doing, you know, switch footed. I do catch it. So it is cool to see the progression. I never thought it would get to this point, but it's really awesome to see.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It is nuts. It is nuts. Like you got, you know, top one or two video parts maybe we'll run through. Is there one or two that stand out?
Garrett's deadline part.
No, obviously. Yours.
Oh, mine?
Yours.
Oh, my favorite video part? Oh, mine?
Yeah. Stu, I didn't know you were that.
It's like a cockroach, dude.
It's not that serious, Stu. My kid comes in and literally yells at us and he's like, be quiet.
Yeah, I don't even think, for those of you that don't know, Stu just crawled in so he didn't interrupt or walk the camera. So he's a true, that's how you know, he's a true videographer right there. He's like, I'm not going to mess the shot up.
But as far as my favorite videos, like, I'm my worst critic when it comes to riding. But I'd say some of my recent clips in the...
Germinate.
Yeah, New Empire video. Mm-hmm. The what other video was it? Wasn't the
Full Throttle Tommy Dugan video?
The Odyssey video I had with Jacob Cable.
Oh, Big Tech.
Yeah. It's not necessarily like my favorite riding, but I feel like I'm getting to a point where I'm like, I'm happy with like where I'm going as a rider. Like, I'm like kind of figuring it out because a lot of my riding in like videos, I just feel like I'm like figuring out like who I am as a rider.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, I didn't realize it takes so long, but and like you I can evolve
how old,
a lot.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
I mean, that's, it's crazy because the peak happens so much later than what we expect.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be 35 and doing shit that you've never done before, which is fucked.
Hopefully.
Because it's hard to imagine you haven't done it by the time you were 30 when you're 26, you know?
Shout out Devin Hutchins on the filming.
Yeah, he killed it with this. And I honestly, I was kind of feeling the same way. And that's why I knew automatically you'd say Germinate. Like, your clips in this, I felt like so far of a departure from what you put out on Instagram.
Nicely put, my dude.
And it was super fucking good.
Yeah, so. I really liked the vert wall clip, the brick wall.
Yeah. And the way you just, it's a different ice pick, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, hey, that clip is really, really, really.
One more.
Ice hard backlash.
And that's actually a clip that I filmed this on an iPhone. And I was like, I you have to probably, go back and film this for
that's
real.
That's a good shot.
Yeah. Look, and I was like, it's too good for an iPhone.
It's crazy you could do that twice.
It happens.
Anything you see him do, he can do it again. Yeah. That's one of the most amazing parts. The foot.
Yeah, no, the scene right now.
That was
so fucking sick.
Julian
Ortega is one of my favorites too. I mean, all you young guys, is amazing to see the level
attention, the detail on Julian is fucking something else.
Yeah,
he's another one who switches his feet up.
Yes.
Dude, look at that spot, dude.
What? What did Canode post about him and me too?
What? The fake Steve.
Yeah, fake street Steve. Yeah. Damn, you Canode.
Who
playing rough out there?
No, Canode was, he was talking about people. He was like, he said, like,
the story post. I think I saw it.
Yeah, it was like,
who
got like
fake street stees?
Reply with people who have fake street stees. Yeah. You know, like that weird lean after they land a trick.
Yeah,
and Dugan someone said street Tom Dugan clips or something.
And you can't lean any further than I do off my bike. I tell you what.
That's called compression. That's called surviving.
We know that. Yeah. That's why we don't care. But
we used to call that the ends out, because it was Jason Enns used to do it all the time. And so he literally called it the ends out. Like, damn, who are you looking fucking ends out of that?
I call it flavor.
Yeah, yeah. It was sick. But he seemed like he was like doing it on kind of almost on purpose. Like it was like almost like a relief, and it just like came out that way. But fake Steez.
I stole that shirt from him.
What?
That shirt that he's wearing. That one?
It's like the bowling.
That'll be the first time you heard it too. That's funny as shit.
Like, what? Been looking for that shirt.
Jaden's been killing it too.
Jaden's.
He rides so different than everyone else too.
It's so cool to watch all you guys. You guys all ride.
God,
that in real life.
No!
That in real life is one of the craziest things.
We were just there, right?
It's nuts.
I was scared filming that.
Yeah.
That was as you should scary. Be. He did pretty casual too. No fanfare.
It seems
couple
like
couple run-ups, done.
That's how he rolls if he's going to do it. Death gap, respect.
That is it, right?
Yeah, that's the lip of it right there, that landing.
Who's going to do the death gap? Who will do it?
Who will
it's
please
gone, right? It's gone.
No,
it's there. It's there.
No. You just have to take down like 7 cinder blocks that really? Are stacked. They just stacked cinder blocks like, you know, this fall over the landing. You could do it though, but you just really have to want to do it now. Like, you know.
I feel like it sucks because it's like, I feel like it doesn't count as much as it did 10 years ago. But you know what I mean? Like, because it had this like nostalgia and this like hype behind it. And then Slattery tried it and everybody was like,
not even on his bike, hungover.
Yeah.
Fucking magnificent.
Fucking
that clip was insane. Slattery is a legend. Too.
Let's go back. Sorry, I was distracted by thoughts of Slattery.
Because we were talking about the crank flip to nose and the Smith crank nose. I love that move.
He's already nose moved before he lands.
And we're talking about the Slattery clip, and the guy in the room lived it.
Do we have the clip?
We're gonna pause.
It was Stu's bike.
We have Stu's bike. Do we have the clip? Is this?
It's an anthem. Yeah. Is it the first?
It's clip? Live. Here you go. Right here.
Yeah. Amazing.
And he just knew he had to do
it. Not that one.
Not that one. Sorry. And then I closed the window.
Right. His bike.
He did it on your bike.
His bike was stolen the night before.
There you go. That was two or three days before.
Yo, I asked him if he felt too slow going at this, and he threw a soda can at my head.
I didn't know what you guys were talking about.
Oh, yeah, this one.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
With the bone about to stick out.
Oh, shit. Geez.
Oh, man. Yeah, I forgot about this.
So he's cruising, but he's not. I mean, obviously, he's not going fast enough.
I
but
didn't
like,
think he was going that time. A little
it's
bit
one of those. Yeah.
The try before that, he spiked the pedal turning the corner and ate shit.
Oh, really?
And he got up and went for it.
That was a bad sign.
That wasn't a good omen.
Yeah.
This angle shows how big that is.
Yeah.
Look at how
literal death gap, y'all.
Even if he made it in, I feel like,
so steep.
You could hit that wall,
the
too.
It's so steep and the tranny is tight at the bottom. Like, everything about it, you could do it perfect and it would still be questionable.
Still bad, yeah.
Thank you, Jeff, if you're watching, for trying this. Thank you.
Yeah.
Somebody tried it.
The distance is crazy, too. I mean, it's 20 feet?
Nah, more than that. More than 20.
Is it 20?
It's more than 20.
It's more than 20, yeah.
I feel like someone needs to do it on a dirt bike or something.
Yeah, it's like a Sirhan clip.
Talon Pemberton, do it, please.
Or jump up it.
Get pulled in,
fucking jump up it. On a Sirhan.
Yeah,
on a Sirhan.
450 to get up that.
The homie Talon, he rides the House Park Bull on his Sirhan, and he's the man.
Yeah.
He could probably do that.
Are they really popular in Austin right
now?
Yeah,
yeah.
So big.
Those, like, ride-outs are huge.
Everyone just ripping them.
They're, like, legislated out of fucking existence.
I want one.
You can't run those things on. You can't run those things on the street here anymore at all.
Really?
Right? I don't think so.
People do.
I'm sure they do, but like it's like imagine just existing on the road.
The thing
with
is,
like you're gonna get fucking. Well, I mean, you did this for a long time.
Oh yeah, but it did. It was different. It was like a playground.
I feel like they run in packs though. There'll be like a 100 of them. It's like, dude, there's no way you're gonna stop those kids.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's probably a lot more. Loose there. Here, I think it's like fucking
not as much highway life as here.
Yeah,
like there, you can like be like kind of in central Austin, and they can just fuck up the city.
Yeah, crazy,
dude. I seen all of them out on a ride before I moved out, and I just got out and I was like, "What the fuck, you guys think you're doing riding those things around town?" And the looks that I got from all their faces was hilarious.
They probably knew who you were too.
Yeah. No, once they caught a glimpse, and then it was like, is he actually pissed at me? But like, now I'm just a drunk fuck.
How do we get on this? So Death Gap. How do we get on Death Gap?
Because we saw a clip of homie front flipping it a second ago.
Colin, you know how to work a computer. Now I have to be. So I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play this. And if you guys, if there's anything, we can circle back, of course. But
yeah,
or we can just pause. Do you have a pee too? No, you've been drinking coffee.
Boom. I'm good.
I'll wait. I can do it. I lasted four hours with Magoo.
Go pee. So you don't have to think about it. That's what I tell myself. I'm like, if you don't pee, you're gonna think about it.
Thank you. You guys are funny. Hey, what's up with this spot? Let's go back to that.
This spot at? I want to ride this spot. I see you guys destroy this spot all the time. Is this something that you guys can ride all the time?
Yeah. This spot is not a bust at all.
It's like
a
weekday.
Yeah. Pull up to Austin. I'll take you here. It's one of my favorite spots.
Yeah, you've done some really crazy.
I filmed a clip there. I'm really hyped on. It'll come out eventually. I filmed it with Walter. And
are you gonna tell us what the clip is? Or
No. We gotta wait for that one. I'm stoked on it. That was the clip where I went back three times to get it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
so now we know the clip the three times. We know the spot.
Yeah, you know the spot. Okay. You know the spot.
We're gonna have to remember that one.
I always get the homies to ride there, and a lot of them hate it. Like Julian. Julian hates that spot.
Julian don't hate anything.
He hates that spot.
I feel like he's so creative. He could come up with something.
Yeah. He's a rail guy. He needs like an 18 stair to fakie grind, you know?
Yeah. That spot's crazy too.
Big.
Dude, Casey, bro. He's got some hops on him.
It's cool you guys all ride together.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people think we're like a bunch of young riders, but like, dude, these have been getting it for a while.
For years, years. I remember seeing Casey Starling for the first time. Oh, it was a BMX jam in New York City so many years ago. Nobody even knew who he was, and he was just killing it. It's been a long, I mean, you guys both have been putting in work for a lot of years.
And I feel like I've seen Casey fall so hard, and most people think it's like riding's easy for him, but like that dude is taken. He works hard.
He's a fully committed rider.
Yeah,
he
definitely.
He can take some slams.
Just in case.
Do you fall a lot when you ride? Do you take a lot of slams? Like body
it's just
bag
like
slams
a lot of like looping out or going over the bars.
Yeah, you don't seem like a rider that's. Everyone gets hurt, but you seem pretty calculated.
I've definitely gotten hurt my fair share, but I try to be like calculated with it. And if I do, like it's just like a couple scrapes. But I feel like I've broken my right foot like four times. I've broken my leg, and that sucked up. That was when I learned a lot about BMX. Was I was about to turn 20, and I broke my leg, and then like. 2 days later, my stepdad passed away, and then it was my birthday like 6 days later, and I was like, shit, like life gets real,
real quick.
And it's good to learn that. Like I was like right about to turn 20, and I was like, all right, this is like where I'm gonna figure out like what I'm gonna do. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna pursue riding like fully. And yeah, I just like feel like I learned a lot from
the purpose.
Like
that's cool.
I mean. It's so funny hearing that for me because I kind of had the same thing. It was obviously I didn't lose anybody, so I'm really sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, thanks.
Because that's really hard anytime you lose a loved one. But for me, it was I tore my ACL. Not a lot of people know this. This was actually during deadline we were filming, and it was the last 2 years of filming. I tore my ACL in like the last year and a half, and I kind of couldn't film for the rest of the video. And it was like it was really hard. I had just finished college and had planned on moving out to Southern California. Had everything kind of like lined up. Blew my ACL out, and it was like, boom, everything's put on pause. You have to sit here. You can't walk. You can't do anything. And it was just like a year of my life that I spent. But during that time was when I kind of was able to kind of sit and marinate on things and decipher, okay, what I'm going to do direction-wise and how I'm going to pursue this.
So that worked out for the better, huh?
It did.
You seem pretty spot on now.
Yeah. Thank
you.
Sometimes it's important to like
get a little break.
Yeah, you like take a break, and you really have to like sit there and stew on things for a while. You know, like think about... Because, like, with riding, if you're, like, you're just constantly moving and constantly trying to progress and stuff, and, like, you do have to, like, think about it and have a game plan on, like, what you're going to do, like, longevity-wise.
Yeah. It's hard. And I don't think anybody – there's necessarily a right or a wrong direction. There's so many BMX professionals that are doing it differently nowadays, and it's really cool to see how everyone's doing it and that there are different options for different people with different personalities or different skill sets. But yeah, you've definitely found your niche, which is...
I'm trying, dude.
I feel like you're... even just talking to you in this short span, I feel like whatever it is, it's like, you're fine. You know, like, I feel like you're that type of dude where you...
My dude's got a Rolex. He's chilling. He is chilling.
I got nothing on.
What do you got on, Tommy? Rolex?
You remember me bringing up Bryce in my last interview, right? I said he's my best. Either way, this is just a... watch from a homie. Gave me this watch.
All right, nice.
I spent $0 on this watch, much like my bank account right now. I'm just kidding. I'm doing so well. I got like 80K in there in the bank account. Fucking anyways. I did pay $60,000 to the IRS like within the last 6 months.
Pay your taxes, kids.
That is another lesson.
They don't go away. Yeah. They come for you.
There's only two things promised in life. That's death and taxes.
Death.
Yeah.
Smart man.
Yeah. And the third thing is concrete will crack.
Yep.
Yeah.
That too. It hurts. Yeah.
Should we finish Germinate? Is there any single clips in here? I mean, I do enjoy his whole video, but it's always hard when it's like...
My favorite clip is that, like, the brick quarter spot. I just like spot usage-wise. Bar 180.
Did we pass it already?
Yeah, we passed it.
It tripped me the fuck out.
Well, I assume you guys stopped or no?
Yeah, it's right there.
It's right there, yeah.
Yeah, this is... I love
it. God damn, boy.
That was so quick. Is it just the simplicity of it and the way... Probably the way it felt.
Dude, it's just
that's
like
not simple, boy.
No,
you know,
but like
that.
For
okay.
him,
no,
like so the simplicity.
So
in
the
that
spot,
sense,
yeah. the brick, the brick thing is like over bar. So it's like I was
hard
already
to get
uncomfortable
up to it. You
getting.
Can tell.
I had to like bump jump onto it, and like you have to catch the tranny perfect because the gap to the street is like a little too far. Like,
you,
like to manual
pop,
180, you really have you have to catch some good speed off of it.
Yeah, it's something that most people would overlook. But when I saw this clip too, and I also noted. There's not enough time for you to know whether or not you're locked into the manual.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So there's a good chance you're committed and you can get sent pitched over the front or a loop.
He lives in that zone, dude. Just that's committed and throwing his bike.
That zone is so good.
And it's like one of those things like street riding, like at a skate park, the setup, like, you know, it would just be like a tiny little gap and you could clear it easy. But it's like in the streets. The streets do not care, you know.
No,
they're like, no, this street gap is as far as we built it. Like,
it doesn't,
yeah.
It can just be just a little too far.
Yeah, exactly. No. Some things just don't work.
I've seen you ice the switch bar, a thing that was a little too far, like yesterday, I think, right?
Yeah, there's always setups where you're like,
too far, and he made it. He made
it. There's a switch ice switch bar. I'm trying to like gap into this bank, and it's just like a foot too far, you know, just like. Like it eventually works, but it's just
and then I think that's how you get better at those tricks, right?
Yeah.
Doing them on the streets. But for me anyway, that's how it's always been. It's like you have to do it when you do them in the streets. That's when it really is like those inevitable challenges that you're not going to have at a skate park.
And you're not even sure if it's possible. You're like, can I make it an extra foot to clear like whatever I'm trying to clear? Or am I just like tripping, you know?
And now I'm sure you just added another gear to your switch eye switch bar, right? Because you're probably going uncomfortably fast.
Yep.
He was cooking at that show.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Anything else? I feel like I'm kind of running low. If there's a lull, we can cut it out. Editing works.
Yeah,
but Stu, you have any questions? Any topics that we think we didn't touch on? If Mueller was here, would he say anything? Intelligent.
Mueller would say go to fitbikeco.com and get that new matrix frame and the bar.
Use code Dugan.
Use code fucking
Dugan. Get Dugan's orange frame.
Yeah, it's orange.
My homie Ben.
Powerlight orange.
My homie Ben did. He gave me a question. He said, how many pairs of dunks do you have? I don't know.
We didn't talk about that.
I forgot to send it to anyone.
Is that like is that your shoe? Is that the most?
He flips shoes is all. And
no. That's how it like. I didn't mean for that to happen. I remember I found a pair of dunks at Ross, and they were like one size too big, but they were cheap as shit. Mm-hmm. And I ended up riding in them, and like kind of as a joke, I just like didn't have any like good riding shoes. I was like, I'll wear these, and like they ended up like being like pretty well padded on the side.
Yeah, they're thicker.
Yeah, and I like once they broke in, I was like, these shoes are actually pretty good, and it was kind of a bad timing for that because. I like started buying them, and then they like there's like this crazy hype behind them. Started like there was like a resurgence on Nike like SB Dunks, And so I was like, damn it, the shoe that I like riding in is now super popular. And I look like a hype beast who's like trying to chase this wave, but really I just like riding in the shoes.
It don't look like that much. It looks like you're riding in $2,000 shoes and you don't give a shit.
The local skate shop hooks it up. Shout out No Comply. That's awesome. That's where I get my cargo pants. A lot of kids hit me up like, where do you get those pants? Go to No Comply ATX. Yeah. They hook it up.
What are you keeping them?
Zaw, bro. Zaw.
When I'm riding,
you knew it was coming.
Most people don't like to do this, but I'm always riding with my pockets full. I always like phone, keys, wallet in my pocket, just like
snacks on the left side.
Yeah, exactly. I keep some snacks on me.
He just got all these clips on this trip with his iPhone in his pocket with no case, y'all.
That's why it's fucked up. He said it was fucked up.
That's dicey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn, you are rich. Rolex and no fucking case
you
on
you don't
phone?
Give anybody shit.
No case on the phone and it's a BMXer. I'm old.
No, shout out my girlfriend, Jackie. She gave me her old phone.
Insurance.
Because I'm also cheap as hell. Like, I didn't want to get a new phone. My phone was, like, shattered and, like... It had like
so when you're filming is Ben? Does Ben have a nice phone?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm the dude who was like, he's like, yo, can you get your phone out? I'm that guy. I'm like a leech, dude.
But I mean, it is nice to have those homies when they get the new phone. Like, we use your phone,
dude. Yeah. I lean on the homies. I appreciate all of them, and they know who they are.
anything else coming up that we should know about for either of you guys? Is there?
I think he has a Unclicked podcast coming out soon.
He does. It's coming out. Anytime I almost said something.
I'll be here all week.
I'm working on this Fit Matrix frame promo. Mm-hmm. I'm also working on this project with Walter, and I also have something started with Kramus for Odyssey.
Okay, cool.
That's awesome.
For their 40 year anniversary.
35. Oh, I think that's what they're doing. I think they're doing
35.
I think it's 40.
I think it's 40.
30.
No, it is 30.
Do decades go by in 2 years?
No, 30-15.
It was 30-15, so now it'll be 40. Yeah, it's 40.
Yeah, 40-25.
Shout out Odyssey. 40 years. We're getting there.
Good for y'all.
Yeah.
It's
30-15.
Yeah,
that's crazy. And the first time you worked with Kramus was with for the ride Pro Part.
Actually, I filmed a skate park video with Kramus when Vital Days.
Yeah.
At Pflugerville Skate Park. If you want to, like, kids, if you want to dive into that video. That video, it's not very good. It's not very good, but so
Was it biker board now, but.
Yeah.
Vital BMX. Let's see what we get.
Casey just mid-flare on a curb.
I think might have to go to Vimeo for that. I don't know. I don't know where we find that video. But yeah, shout out Kramus. I really like filming with Kramus. He's solid behind the lens.
He is an artiste, if you will.
Yeah. He's the first person I ever saw film with, like, headphones in.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
I was like, I've never seen anyone do that.
Dude, the internet is fucked. How do we find
this? Say that again. Say that again for everybody.
You don't
want to
see this video.
Cool. Sorry. Whoa.
Come join me in my watery grave. Did you watch a Dave Chappelle stand-up?
I'd like to thank you guys for coming on the podcast, because I didn't know I would ever have another guest on the podcast after the last one.
Us real ones don't love you no matter what. Yeah.
I'm glad the podcast is still kicking.
You're taking the storm as it comes.
Yeah.
So is there anything else we should touch on? Stu podcast coming soon?
This summer.
Awesome. Do we deserve that? Do we deserve a Stu podcast?
Everybody's got to be really nice, and Stu will do the podcast.
That would be awesome.
No, I don't want any disrespecting, any dumbass questions coming to my dude.
The right question.
That's I'll be doing that to him. You realize
that could be like
done?
A 5-hour.
Yeah, I was about to say, you got to do that in podcast. Parts. Like, there's a lot of
don't
Stu
disrespect
BMX
my
history.
Dude. Don't
Stu said
do
he's
that.
Coming to California a lot in the next couple of months, so we can get that podcast done. So.
I got one.
I want utmost respect, boys.
So, like, when it comes to your progression in riding, right? For all the kids that are watching this video that are trying to learn bar spins, I'm sure you get those messages. How do you do crank flips? How do you do bar spins? What would you say is, like, because I'm sure there was a moment in time where you started to understand how you can progress at riding to the kids that are just starting out now and they're trying to progress and they want to learn all these tricks.
Yeah.
What would you say your biggest advice to them would be?
All right. No, that's a great question.
Colin, you're hired.
So, literally. Put Colin on.
Thank you for the younger kids.
It's going to be Colin and Dennis from now on.
These are the things I think about, though. And then what, as a kid, the things that I would think
about. I could totally put myself in, like, other kids' shoes, because when I was growing up riding, I felt like I had the worst technique. I felt like I didn't have, like, I wasn't ever naturally gifted. I've seen so many riders over the years who are like naturally gifted, who like riding looked so easy to them and it never came easy to me. And it's one of those things where you just have to like nitpick videos and like really focus on like the small details on how people do certain tricks. Like everyone has their own technique when they're doing tricks. And also just like things aren't always going to come easy and that's okay. That's how it is for everyone. Like I know it looks like you'll see a pro rider doing tricks and you're like, dude, it's like, they can just like whip so easy, but it's like, dude, that dude,
he still tried really hard. Yeah, for that,
it's like
whip.
That dude, yeah, spent so much time to perfect what they're doing, mm-hmm, and it like it looks so easy, but like that really does, like that's art right there.
Yeah, it's a skill set that's taken along. And I was gonna say, even a lot of these riders that you see that you think are naturally talented, a lot of them have just put in the hours.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
Like a lot of the dudes that I used to think when I was younger, like, and I mean Scotty Kramer, he's somebody, right? I grew up around Scotty Kramer. His dad actually ran the local racetrack when I used to race BMX. Mm-hmm. He built the skate park when I was still racing. And I remember we went there kind of when it first opened and I watched Scotty ride. And then I came back to the skate park a year later and I watched Scotty ride. And then 2 years later, and that's when it took him a while to get to this point where he took off. But I feel like, yeah, it was a long, consistent effort that got him to the point to where it looked like, dude, he does everything.
I see.
Yeah.
I see now that you've seen that.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a very, like, a lot of people.
He's been Scotty and Garrett.
Scotty, yeah. I mean,
motherfucker. Yeah. Like, no, you, shit, you won the X Games.
And I mean, everyone from there too. Even Sean. I mean, Sean, yeah, was another, yeah, one. I would, yeah, go down there. He was always younger than me, but I watched his progression as a kid. It was amazing to, yeah, see. I remember they had this like long step up thing and he could nose 180 bar up it every try and I couldn't figure, I'm like, how can, like,
Sean Stay is making you feel like a punk. Yeah, that's, yeah, that's, yeah, his realm.
Really, really, really good rider.
Even when he said I was foofing 6 foot quarters when I was six, I was like, that is crazy.
Yeah, like and he's not lying. He's being dead serious.
You feel like a kid doing a backflip at six is crazy, but think of
a foofanoo
is harder than a backflip, guaranteed.
But it's cool to hear that, and I think it's really important for the younger kids to hear that it took you a long time to get, because I watch your clip sometimes, and I'm like, man, I can't believe he makes that look that easy.
Yeah,
it's good to know. Even when you were like, yeah, the ice hard threes, I'm like, okay, I'm not the only one, because I know what that trick is. I can be trying that trick. I'll be so frustrated sometimes. Like, well, I swear I could do it last week. What's going on right now?
And that's one of those tricks where you're like, you know, like growing up, you're like, you learn ice picks. It's like learning the ice hard or ice hard three. You have to relearn ice picks as a whole. Yeah, it's like, yeah, you got to work on like how you're leaning and stuff. You're not just like icing a ledge or like pushing straight through. It's like you're leaning side to side and stuff like that.
So any last words? Details. Any last words to the kids looking up to Matt Nordstrom?
Any advice, Tommy?
I'll let Tom go first.
Stay in school. Be smart. Don't do drugs. Try not to drink if you can. Enjoy Sean McCanny. Enjoy it. Don't like take note, but just enjoy it. Don't feel like you need to be as good as he was, as early as he was, and run through as many sponsors as he did. Just enjoy it. You know, appreciate someone's hard work. Like my man right here. All right, and that's enough of my dumb ass. Thank y'all. Yeah.
So I guess if I had any words to leave for the kids, I would say to, like, if you really love riding and you really love what you're doing, you'll naturally progress at it. And to not, like, not force it. Like, let things happen naturally. Like, it's okay if you don't, like, land the trick you want to do that day. Like, there'll be another day, you know? It's like,
and wise words. Wise
whether you
words.
Like it or not, there's gonna be another day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Seriously, it was cool having you on and getting to learn a little bit about you. I feel
it was good chopping it up.
Yeah, it was awesome. So
appreciate y'all.
First podcast, you did great.
First podcast ever.
Yeah, I did poorly. Awesome. Colin did fantastic.
Colin's the man.
Yeah. Tom fucked up several times.
On and off the bike, Colin's the man.
Thanks for letting me come fuck up on air. I'm more than happy to fuck up in front of y'all.
Buy Tom's new frame, though.
Yeah, Tom Dugan, Unclick 2.0, and maybe, you know, 6 months, 8 months next time you're around.
I like that. God knows where we'll be at. Yeah. All of us.
You live 4 hours away.
It's cool. You guys are you guys, it's cool. You guys are friends too because you have different personalities.
We're a funny duo.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's like if I'm riding a spot, he's
and
sitting.
I didn't know you were this calculated, but that's why I said it was exciting to sit down with you. You guys are kind of like opposite.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Like, this motherfucker is not calculated at all. And runs
it. But I mean, it shows in your style too, right? You ride big, burly stuff. You've pushed.
Where you have to turn the brain off.
You've pushed the progression of like. Hardcore, hey, how fast can I pedal into this?
Yeah.
And that's 100%. That takes.
I gave it a my certain all, amount of courage. Y'all.
Gave shout it out to, I had. Shout out to Stu for filming it.
Shout out to Stu.
Yep. Lifer.
To Stu. Yeah. Much yeah. love to Stu. Podcast. Thank you, Stu.
Santa Stu.
Summer, spring, 2024.
Summer. So thank you.
That's it.
Cheers. Right.
Shout out thank to Cheers, y'all. I told you to go by quick before you know. Yeah. You're like, 2 hours. We've been talking.
Nice.
Yeah,
2 hours? What the fuck?
It goes quick. Goes quick.